North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Company and affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All righty, let's get to our job in this hour. The DJVers are here to go through the Talk Radio Roundup. DJVers include Doug Steffen, that'd be me, Jennifer Horn, that'd be her, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we're all here at the ready with the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk radio stations according to surveys done by the staff and management of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists. They will be posted at our website and Facebook page and also Talk Radio Countdown Show page and also at talkers.com. So there you go. Number 10 on the story list, our relationship with China, and I guess to a lesser extent, foreign policy, Russia comes into that. That's been an ongoing focus as well. It should be, because this week a lot of attention was placed on the reports as to who really was responsible and how the whole business of COVID got started. There's a lot of whitewashing going on, obviously, by the Chinese and their interests, but I think people are not being fooled by that. Do you ladies come up with anything to see anything that was extraordinary, or pretty much all fingers are pointing in the same direction? And not that it's a surprise to us, but it seems to be, oh, really? The Chinese are responsible? Hello, are you on the planet? You know what's going on? So, go ahead, Jennifer.
Just think it's the protection. I think it's unfortunate because I think we're going to get back into business with the World Health Organization again. And the World Health Organization, I think, it sounds like a great idea if it was operating honestly and truthfully. And I think that the Chinese government has just received so much cover from the World Health Organization that it's troublesome, because how do we ever hold them accountable if everybody's kind of tiptoeing around, not really holding them accountable? I mean, that's the issue. And
well, who's everybody?
You know, the world governments. And it's not just our country that needs to be on board. It needs to be everybody. And forget the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously we all believe what we believe about how the virus started out, whether it was an accident or whether it was purposeful or whatever. Whatever we believe, the point is that it broke out in China first, and the Chinese government decided to hold back information from the rest of the world, information that could have been very helpful.
And I agree on that, right? Like, does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I mean, that's when we're looking for like the moderate opinion. I mean, because it's really, I mean, we all, I think, have very strong feelings here about, you know, whether it was an accident or whether it wasn't and why it was created and who was linked to it and all that stuff. But forget it, because until we actually know, we don't know. We all just have opinions. But what we do know and what we can't quantify is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are no longer accounted for in China through cell phone records that have never been reported as COVID. COVID deaths. Now, it could be coincidental, but that seems highly unlikely. And the fact that the World Health Organization told people that it was not spread via droplets, remember? I mean, there was just so much bad and erroneous information that came out early on. That's the problem for me, I think. And yep. I think the rest of the world, too.
Number nine on the list, the focus on social media bias. Didn't we see some place this week where Facebook had done something in Australia? I'm trying to remember what it was because there's so much going on.
Cutting down all news sources.
That was it, because they don't want to pay for them. Right?
And I haven't had a chance to actually dig into exactly why or what the reasoning is, but the headline anyway was that they were pulling all the news sites out of Australia and also that they were starting to mark like climate news and COVID news also as they were doing with election stuff.
What do you mean mark it? What does that mean, Jen?
You remember during the election cycle how they were marking stuff that whoever working at Twitter or Facebook deemed to be fake? Well, they're doing the same thing now with COVID and climate. And so a lot of people are just upset that they're putting their thumb on the scale because there were plenty of stories that I saw floating around that COVID marked as fake for whatever reason that didn't turn out to be fake, including, you know, some of the stuff.
Well, they also want
other stuff.
Facebook wants the tech companies to pay for the news. I mean, Australia, sorry, wants the companies like Facebook to pay for news on their platforms. They take a lot of news. We see that, you know, here all over the place. Yahoo, Facebook, you name it. They sort of coagulate all the news stories and put them together on one single platform. And so the people over there want them to pay. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. Immigration reform is number eight on the list as we work our way toward number one on this week's list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I was just thinking as I was walking back up to the studio about what we had talked earlier this morning about which side of the aisle you're on and who's done good things. And I still think that a lot of the things that were done by Trump to focus on fixing the problem, even though a little heavy-handed, it was paying attention to it. And then with COVID, everything sort of fell apart. I think now there are a lot of people who are waiting to get into this country, and we are concerned, I think many of us, about just folks coming in and getting a shot that aren't entitled to getting a shot. And so what about...
I have not heard about vaccinating immigrants coming in from the border at all.
They're starting to
take a test.
Is it today?
Anybody who is an ICE detainee is now, I guess, the people who are in detention are the ones who will be given the vaccine.
Okay, so if they're in, okay, that makes more sense.
Right. All right, so the next one, number seven, race relations, and I'm going to repeat something that I said earlier because there has been a lot of focus in the House this week on reparations. A bill is moving forward. Well, I don't know how far it's going to get, but I know that my friend and Jennifer's friend, Larry Elder, who's a broadcaster, does a syndicated program every afternoon around the country. I worked with him at KABC back in the 90s. He always has had sort of a contrarian, not what the average black person thinks. And he recoils at that even because who is the average black person? That's a good question. Anyway, he said in testimony this week that it's wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. It may be that simplistic, but it pretty much makes the point. Now, there are other things that are going on that we ought to be paying attention to. Police and their attitude toward black people in general, some parts of the country, it's a real problem. In educational opportunity, I mean, there's a lot of systemic racism. I never thought I'd use that term.
He would disagree with you on that, actually. He'd disagree with you.
Systemic racism?
Yeah.
Well,
he did, yeah.
I don't, well, why
well,
are
I
more
think
black
that he
people...
must come from a very privileged point of view.
He
because
does
I don't
actually.
Know. Well, I don't. Nah, then
he
it's
comes
a privilege.
From nothing. Came from Cleveland.
Well, then he's ill-informed. Then I don't know. That's ridiculous for him to say. Well, it's ridiculous for any black person to say that there is no systemic racism in this country.
But why?
White people recognize.
But that doesn't mean that in their wheelhouse that it is. You see it that way, and I might see it that way, but that doesn't mean everybody sees it.
Well, then
that
you know
way.
What? Congratulations to him that he has never experienced racism. That he's
That's not the point. Yeah,
I think he has experienced it. Frankly, yeah. But anyway,
I mean, just in listening, and I don't want to. I don't want to speak for him because I think it would be a better time for him to speak
for himself. I don't even know who this guy is. I'm just saying that seems like
well-known,
a pretty preposterous.
He's a pretty big guy in talk radio and TV. But. Was a TV judge, all that kind of
he
stuff.
He was a judge.
Yeah, moral
forget
court.
About that. Yeah, right. It's pretty funny.
I would like to do it again, I think.
Yeah. Well, I would guess that his opinion is probably in the vast, vast minority then.
Well, I think he just he takes his opinion from numbers, and the fact is that he, or at least the way he presents it, is that everybody has developed this idea of systemic racism on fake numbers, because there are no numbers that indicate nationally what arrests really look like in this country. It's all extrapolated numbers about whether or not more black people are being arrested in contrast to the amount of crimes committed. So I think when it comes to crime and police, he makes a really good point, and that's a point that I've tried to make before, and that is that everybody has derived their opinion from whatever narrative they're being fed. There is no national counter of arrests.
I'm going to feed you
this
narrative, and then we'll take a break. My narrative is that there are way too many black people in jail that ought not to be there for minor offenses that white people are not put in jail for. Well, whatever, bail reform or, you know, using drugs, whatever it is. There are plenty of examples of things not being equal. Having said that, however, there are a lot of that you can say about poor people. You can say it about rich people who are now being called on to pay more taxes than probably they should. So it's around the corner and up the street, wherever it goes. Severe weather is next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, so number six on the countdown list is the focus on the weather in Texas, the power grid, and how some people are blaming it on climate change, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. We've talked about this a lot this week on the DJV program, and I think that it is, I don't know, it just, at this point, pointing fingers, what is my expression? I used to have this sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Even though there's been, there's plenty of blame to go around.
That's what I was trying to get out in an earlier hour of the show. It's not about politics or who's right or who's wrong. The fact that it has become a national conversation and used as a catalyst to either support your claims about climate change or harden your opposition to the idea of climate change. I mean, right now, look, there's room for that, and that'll happen in a week. Like, we'll get there, and we can fight about turbines and all that stuff, but right now the problem is that people are really suffering, and I don't know. It's crazy to me. And I guess we have the luxury because we're not there. Many of us, on the show are not there. So we have the luxury of talking about turbines and whoever's right and wrong and stupid Ted Cruz when everybody else is freezing. So,
Well, I think, yeah, there's that, and what are people going to do immediately about not just getting their electricity back? It shows you how dependent we are on these sorts of resources. But the question comes, and I think it's a legitimate question, as to why Texas took themselves out of the power grid that the rest of the country is sort of on.
Well, they were able to escape a lot of regulations that were on the federal level. So
right. It's all about oil. It's pretty much, it's all about oil in that circumstance. Okay, number five on our look at the top 10 stories is a focus on governors. Cuomo, Newsom, I think are the two main ones there, although Ted Cruz plays into this politicians under fire. I'm not quite sure I understand the Cuomo thing. I get the Newsom thing. He's just bad. He's a bad guy, bad dude, shouldn't be there, should never have been elected. Cuomo, there seems to be
nursing homes.
Yeah, I know.
Cuomo's getting a lot of heat, and he apparently, allegedly, I will say allegedly, called and started threatening Democrats who were speaking out against him. And somebody came out, a Democrat came out and said that he threatened to ruin my career if I came out and spoke out against him.
Swell. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing matter license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour of the Talk Radio Review with the DJV Show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So, Jay, on our social media platforms, we have Twitter at DJV Show, et cetera, Facebook.com/DJV Show. How many of these things, I guess... when it comes to social media, the bias, maybe that's a good question to ask in and of itself. Number nine item, what do you think? Social media, is social media biased? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've asked that question, and a lot of people do say it is. People who are for things typically decide that, you know, they're for it, and they agree. But people who are against anything are super angry about it, I've noticed.
So what's the anger angle here in terms of just being curbed,
having
people...
It comes across with the discussion of freedom of speech, and especially with different platforms kicking people off. You know, why do they get to decide who should get kicked off, and why are some people getting kicked off for less things when people got kicked off for more?
Yeah, are you considering getting off of Facebook or Twitter because of their stance on the First Amendment? That's a fairly legitimate question.
They have no stance on the First Amendment. The First Amendment has nothing to do with private companies. It's about government censorship.
But people think it does, though.
Well,
Victoria,
people need to be better informed then. Then we need to keep saying it until people learn.
Well, and
it's very basic.
It's getting information from other people's opinions on Facebook. Yeah. Actually, look at the news. Look at articles. Read the journals.
Right.
Do your research.
Read the Constitution. It's very simple.
They're in this gray area, though, where they've become a utility. And, if, for instance, if phone companies stopped phone calls coming to you from, people who voted for Biden or Trump or China or whatever, then we'd be really ticked off because they're a utility and they're not supposed to do that. They're not making that decision. And social media is in this gray area where they are a private company, but they are operating now as a utility and people use them as a communication platform. And I think that's where the outrage comes from.
I'm all in favor of them being recategorized, and I think Section 230 being repealed, that's something
that's
important.
What's
Section 230 being it basically protects them so that they have no liability for what people say on their platforms. It was
how'd
started
that get passed?
in 1996.
The
internet wasn't even
Act.
The internet wasn't even really a thing yet, except Al Gore apparently invented it. But beyond that, no one the internet in 1996, no one could ever even fathom where we are today with what the internet has become, what social media wasn't a thing. So this is a very, very outdated section that needs to be repealed. Biden's in favor of it, a lot of people on the right are in favor of it. I think just eliminate that and then decide once and for all, are these companies, are they utilities like Jen said, or are they private entities where everyone has to, we all check off the box. We all have agreed to the user terms. No one seems to remember that when they want to complain about freedom of speech, which does not apply to anything in the private sector.
Unfortunately, I think people are just looking for an element of consistency, and what Twitter and Facebook have failed on is consistently operating in the same way. They allow certain threats and certain bad statements, not others. And so I think that it's upsetting to people because everybody's looking for the hypocrite police these days.
Right. And the newest audit of Facebook during the election that was sort of surprising. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But if you were spreading misinformation from even Trump himself, those posts were not flagged. And they were flagged on Twitter, and on Facebook they were allowed to go. So there's a bias on the left, for Twitter, and on the right for Facebook. So everybody is biased, and there is no one standard.
I don't know anybody's going to say that Zuckerberg is any conservative. I don't know where that's not coming from.
Oh, yes, he is.
Zuckerberg?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, though, about him. But this is an independent audit that was done. I'll send you guys the study. It was pretty telling. Right. And everybody who was spreading misinformation, basically retweeting Trump himself, none of that got flagged. So
the question is who determines misinformation? That's the problem.
Man, it's getting so cloudy and gray. That area is so cloudy and gray these days. 28 after the hour, we continue another half hour of our focus on the charts for this week coming up.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get back into it here, the DJV program, with a focus on the hot hits and news talk radio. We do it every week at this time as a complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. We have the stories that Michael and his staff have put together at Talkers, so we're going through those. We'll have some discussion about some of the people on the list as time allows. Number three this week is the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Probably could spend the rest of the half hour talking about Limbaugh, the pros, the cons, the ups, the downs, stuff that is obvious about him of late, but early on in his career, I spent a good deal of time on this program talking about my relationship with him early on. Most everybody in news talk radio or talk radio has got a story about Limbaugh, and that's appropriate because he affected all of our lives and all of our listeners.
Can we talk about the story that I didn't know about him? Because sure. I think it's the best story. that I've heard, and that is that he had a great friendship with Elton John. Had you guys heard about that?
Yes. Elton sang at his wedding. His wife asked that he sing at the wedding, and Elton John said, are you sure?
What year was this? 2010.
About 10 years ago.
And yeah, that's, he gave $1 million to, he gave Elton John $1 million and donated it to AIDS research. And
did he make a public apology to all the people who died from AIDS that he celebrated on the air?
Doesn't go necessarily. Yeah. Remember, even though there are, let's see how can I phrase this and make it sound real. What Limbaugh and I talked about when we were early on pups, we both started doing a syndicated program about the same time in the fall of 1988. And that was our connection for the next 3 years or so. We were always talking back and forth through each other. I was much more political then than I am now on the air. And although his stuff, after he really got settled in and comfortable with what he was doing, then he became more controversial. But the idea that he was all about what he said, not necessarily true. He said oftentimes in circumstances where there are other broadcasters, hey, it's a show. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing things. Is everything that I say on the air what I really believe? No. But then, you know, a lot of it because his followers really wanted to believe that everything he said was gospel, that he sort of became bigger than life. But in reality, he was a very generous guy. He gave millions of dollars to lots of different, whether they were conservative causes or the AIDS thing. And, yeah, I mean, whether he was on the air as somebody that sounded like an SOB when it came to and what his real – see, that the question is, what are his real values? Did he give Elton John $1 million for his AIDS research charity because he felt guilty about what he said on the air? Or did he really, in some closet fashion, approve of what Elton John – Elton John – was asked, if you want to know the whole story, now that Jennifer brings it up, Elton John was asked by his wife-to-be, Catherine, asked Elton John, and they were at some event, I can't remember what it was, but he was asked by Catherine to sing at their wedding. And he said, are you sure? and she said, yeah. And then Limbaugh said, yes, we would like you really to sing at our wedding. So he did. And it was quite the affair. If you see some of the pictures that have shown, you know, been around this week, lots of pictures of Limbaugh at all stages of his career, and the picture of he and his wife at the wedding, and you know the whole Elton John thing, and people being surprised that he was the entertainment as well because of what Victoria just said. But I think it's very difficult to put somebody. You judge people on whatever you want to judge them on. You judge them on what they say, and so he's held very. Very controversial and pretty upsetting views on the air. But as he's speaking to, I mean, there's another, there's been a controversy about guys like Mark Levin and when his boss has told him to stop the stuff about the election because it wasn't true, et cetera, et cetera. He said, I'm not really, you know, it's the show. I'm telling people that are listening to me what they want to hear. Is it necessarily true? You got to make up your own mind. So there's that gray area. And the problem with it, not just from Limbaugh's point of view or Levin or whoever's on the air, is that people, they don't get it in a sense. And maybe there should be more responsibility. Maybe, you know, there used to be the fairness doctrine and it existed when it went out. That's when Limbaugh came in. Limbaugh could never have existed in a circumstance where there was the so-called fairness doctrine, but it was thrown out in 1987. And Limbaugh's program began in 1988, as did mine. But I wasn't controversial at the time. And, you know, once in a while I'll say something that gets me thrown off a station here and there. But certainly not cut out of the same cloth as some of these guys are. And it's because I don't care to be in that category. It's just I don't want to be – I don't want the program to sound like that.
But you're authentic, and you also don't say things that you don't believe.
I get that.
And you're not an actor, and you're not, you know.
This is a business, Victoria, and I have been much less successful in the business than Limbaugh because he catered to an audience. And so
I'd rather be less successful and be authentic.
Well, I understand that. I get it. I get that from you, but a lot of people in business don't see it that way. And they want to get somebody that's going to – it's like playing the hits. You know, when you play the top 30 songs, the top 40 songs – you play them over and over and over again because that's what people want to hear. And that's really what talk radio has become, playing the hits. So at any rate, but Limbaugh leaves a huge hole. I think that there's going to be it'll be very interesting. They're going to leave this. I don't even know who it is. There's somebody who's going to sort of be the corraler of conversation. Jennifer, do you know who it is who's sitting in there now? That's going to basically they're going to do Rush. They're going to go back.
I can't remember
got
who
all
it is,
of his
but
audio.
It's the same guy who's been doing kind of like a DJ thing where he kind of intros some of
right.
the best of.
They're
going to
take right.
32
they're
going
to take stuff that applies to whatever conversation there is because they have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Limbaugh's program. So they'll just take it. It's all categorized. I remember, this is just an anecdotal talk radio thing. People who remember Bruce Williams, Bruce, you girls probably don't remember Bruce Williams, but he was the number one guy at night from 8 to 11 for years and years and years and years. Did a syndicated program. And I remember going into his studio because he was notorious for having entanglements while he was on the air, inviting guests to come up to the studio, and he'd disappear for a while with the guests. And I remember when I went into the main studio, we used to call them cartridges, carts. There were recorded phone conversations, thousands of them, that when Bruce decided to take a walk, they would just play those like, you know, they were calling in on the air right then and there. So there are, with a lot of us, I don't know how much we have categorized or how much we have put aside. I don't usually much save stuff. But there is, with a lot of these broadcasters, there's that sort of stuff. And you can almost make it feel like it's being done now, even though it may have been said 10 years ago. So that's what they're going to do with the Limbaugh program moving forward for a while. Because, frankly, it's a cash cow for that network. And they have nobody that even comes close. They've asked Hannity to, I think there was a discussion about moving Hannity into that slot. And he said, nope, I'm staying where I am. Whoever comes in after Rush, no matter how long they play this out, and they do the Rush, archives, and it could be, you know, as long as it gives them good ratings, they'll keep doing it. And when it stops and they put somebody else in there, that person, no matter who it is, I wouldn't want to be in that shot. I wouldn't want to be there because it won't work. You've got to reconnoiter that whole thing. There will never be another Limbaugh because he was very unique. Like him or not, he did things for this band, the AM band, now FM, but for radio. That hadn't been done. And the guy that was behind him, a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who heard, actually a consultant that I was using, my friend Bob Kay's listening right now, and he remembers Bruce Marr because he and I both used him as a consultant at our stations when we were running stations in the mid-80s. He was a genius when it came to consulting and understanding what the new world of talk radio was all about. And he lived in Reno, Nevada, and he could hear the Sacramento station at his house. So he's listening to this guy Limbaugh, and he says, wow, this guy's got something. So he brings him to this guy McLaughlin, who's looking for somebody to syndicate, and says, you got to listen to this guy. And that's how they all got together. They shared the first 5 years of the broadcast. It was a three-way partnership between Limbaugh, McLaughlin, and Bruce Marr. And then after that, Bruce Marr was bought out, and it was just Rush and McLaughlin. And when they were bought out by Premier, each of them got $70 million. That's how much the Premier paid to get Limbaugh to their network. And he's been worth easily $100 million a year or more in billing for that network. So that's why they keep that's why you'll continue to hear the Rush Limbaugh stuff, because that's, you know, it's kind of about money. It isn't kind of, it is about money. On the Talkers Magazine front, the top stories in order from number 10 to number 1, a foreign policy, our relationship with China, especially Russia. Number 9, the focus on social media and the people who are running the social media platforms. Immigration reform is number 8. Relationships in the country, race relationships, a hearing this week, testimony on whether or not to pay reparations to black families. Number 6 is the weather. That Texas situation with the power, wow. Number 5, politicians who are getting it in the neck. Ted Cruz, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the economy, what's going on because of COVID. Number 3, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 2, the power struggle in the grand old party. And number 1, certainly, is COVID, the story list. from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 15th to the 19th. You can see it posted on our Facebook page, the DJV Facebook page, or at talkers.com. All right, in a moment or two, we're going to talk or focus on the power struggle within the GOP. It's now 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from Talkers Magazine includes Bill Gates at number 10. He's got a lot of say on, he's objected to the permanent Facebook ban for President Trump. That's why he's on the list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. He's there because when you see the definition of a-hole in the dictionary, there's a picture of him. Number 8, and maybe there's a picture of Ted Cruz there, too. He's at number 8. Andrew Cuomo, maybe there ought to be three pictures there. He's number 7. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5 is Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Rush Limbaugh, number 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi are tied for the number 3 spot. Joe Biden is 2 and Donald Trump is 1. Isn't it interesting that Trump maintains, at least on news talk radio stations, the priority in conversation over Joe Biden? I suppose that that is what you might expect. So there it is, the list, the top people in discussion for the week of February 15th to the 19th, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, continuing on. I got to say something. Again, thank you, Victoria, for saying that what I say is genuine because I am somebody who's not been smart enough to sometimes curb my enthusiasm for certain thoughts. I am appalled. There's a new talk host. I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard him. His name is Jesse Kelly. I've only heard him once, and he didn't impress me. But he's been all they. The company that syndicates him has bought ads in all the trades celebrating Limbaugh's legacy. It's so thinly veiled that it's disgusting. They're trying to get a name associated with someone who could replace Rush, or their goal is to get the stations who may be confused about what they're going to do going forward, and okay, here's Jesse Kelly, maybe we can put him on. It makes me nauseous, frankly, guys like this. I don't know, maybe that's too inside baseball, but guys like that give me a pain in you know where. All right, number 2, the power struggle. Jennifer, who's going to win? What's going on in the grand old party? Is it the Trumpsters that win, or is it the other side?
You know, I got to tell you, I think the power struggle is a construct of the mainstream news media. I don't really think
maybe it is
that. I mean, everybody's like, oh, the Republican Party is split in two. Well, okay, you've got a couple of people that we probably would have considered part of the swamp, like the Mitch McConnells and the Liz Cheneys of the world, who voted to convict or to try to impeach Trump.
I don't think Liz Cheney
is
part of the swamp. I do.
Oh, trust me. With Dick Cheney as her dad, yeah.
Well, I've never liked him, but there's something about her. Anyway, go ahead.
Swamp creatures. But anyway, so I mean, I don't know. If you look at the new polling that's out, and I can't believe we're talking about 2024, and it's early, of all the candidates that have been put on the list, 53% wanted to see Trump. The next highest, 6% for Donald Trump Jr. So this
party, people just haven't gotten over that yet.
No,
I think in 6 months, I think that will wear off. And then
I don't think Trump will run again.
Contributions, though, whoever runs will have to do the populist style that Trump did. It is not going away. The Republican Party was literally saved, and you may disagree. I can hear it already. But you may disagree. It was literally
from
saved
me,
by
former Republicans
Trump.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, Nikki Haley's trying to do that with her statement.
Never going to get the vote.
I'm like Trump, except for the bad stuff.
But she's so dumb, though, because she came out and said bad things about Trump, and now she's begging him for a meeting. I mean, it's like within the week.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, because she feels it. She knows. She knows she stepped in it.
Yeah. All right, number one, the COVID thing. Man, what is there left to be said about it's become redundant, repetitive. I know that you both have been on me, all three of you, this week. To not stay with the COVID story. I think in terms of national conversation, we've kind of owned that story because everybody else is doing the GOP stuff, the Republican and Democrat stuff. I wanted to focus on the COVID. That's not going to go away. Whether we keep it on the top of the list or not remains to be seen, but it is on the top of the list this week. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 at the hour now in the DJV world. It's time for a Tech Talk, a review of the top five items. This week, in fact, courtesy of DJV or Victoria Keelan, who goes from five to number one. Number five is Spotify. We're spot on with Spotify here, it looks like, Victoria.
Right, and the reason Spotify was in the news this week is because they're jumping on the remote work bandwagon in a major way. They announced that they are now going to allow their employees to choose if they'd like to work from home permanently. They also can choose what country they want to live in. So if you're living in a specific city or state because of your job, you no longer are tied to that, which is pretty cool. The reason that people are paying attention to this is because a lot of the work from home situations are really, a lot of companies base themselves off of what the tech companies model. And so when we see Facebook allowing people to work from home until this July, or, you know, any of the other major companies, Google and things like that, whatever they do in terms of office atmosphere and environment, that tends to kind of become a pattern. So a lot of people are paying attention to how, I guess you would say, generous Spotify is being with allowing that kind of flexibility. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right, number four.
The FBI has been warning people that online romance scams are on the rise in a major way. There were almost 24,000 relationship fraud complaints reported to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center in 2020. That was up 5,000 more from the year before. This added up to $605 million in financial losses. That's just like, and that's $125 million more than the year before. That's how much people were scammed in the year 2020. I know a lot of single people were home. People who were married who were home and stuck with their spouses were on the dating sites, on the DL. So a lot of this stuff is through the dating sites. Tinder, Hinge, Match, and OkCupid reported a 12% increase in users alone. And, of course, along with that, lots of catfishing. So just if you're on these sites, you have to be really, really careful. Do not lose your money to a catfish.
All right. Number three is a focus on the Google Maps app.
Yeah, Google Maps is adding a couple new useful features, the ability to pay for parking or to buy a train ticket right through the Google Maps app. So Google Maps is integrating two mobile parking payment systems called Passport and Park Mobile. Both offer the ability to find, pay for, and replenish your parking meters or parking lot fees through just using the Google Maps app. All you have to do, essentially, you don't need to use it to navigate to your destination, but when you get to your destination, because I know, Doug, you had said earlier this week on the DJV show that you like using Waze over Google Maps. A lot of people do. So all you need to do is when you reach your destination, pull up Google Maps, and you'll see pay for parking. There's a button that pops up, and anywhere you are, it will do through GPS. It will allow you to pay for your parking. If you're far enough away from your car that you don't want to run back and feed the meter, you can also do it right through the app, which is pretty cool. And you can buy train tickets. They're starting out in Boston and Cincinnati and Houston, L.A., New York, D.C., and then they're adding more cities. But that's also another convenient kind of cool thing that Google Maps is doing.
All right. Well, in all of our minds is, or many people's minds anyway, is how to schedule a vaccine shot. So we have some sites here to announce. Yes.
Yeah, this is a very frustrating thing for not just, you know, people that we know directly. It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment for my mom. We couldn't get one for my dad, and luckily when my mom went in to get her first shot, she told the nurse that her husband, who also qualified, was sitting in the car, and the nurse was so sweet and allowed my dad to go in and get his shot too. And I think it's worth asking. I really do. If you have a shot and your partner or spouse or loved one who qualifies isn't on the list yet, just ask. It can't hurt. But in the meantime, there are some sites that are really helpful. NBC News created a very simple website. It's nbcnews.com/specials/plan-your-vaccine, and that will help you locate places of where you can get an appointment. GoodRx, the prescription app, that also has a link that they will help you try to find a vaccine site. And, of course, CVS is now launching nationally. They're booking appointments, and they're going by really quickly. But if you stay on that site and keep checking, you might have some good luck there.
Right. Number one, more scams.
So in Texas, as we know, this has been a really, really tough week for the people of Texas. So many millions of people without power, and it's especially cold right now. And so a lot of the government, FEMA and a lot of the government agencies there are warning people that there are disaster scammers on the loose. I didn't even know that was a thing until this, but they're calling people up. They're pretending that they're going to turn your power back on. They're taking your financial information. Do not give out anything over the phone. No gas or electric
company needs your information over the phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, so keep that in mind. Those are the top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Mind explosion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Brace yourself. Here comes a gut check. You have a tendency to minimize the mistakes you make and maximize the mistakes of others. You have a tendency to believe that you're really deep and mysterious, but other people are shallow and predictable. You have a tendency to judge other people by their actions, but judge yourself by your intentions. You don't like hypocrites, but you fail to recognize your own hypocrisies. You're attached to what you believe because you really do believe that your perspective is the correct one to have. Although you don't like liars, you yourself have lied in your life. More so, even though you wouldn't define yourself as a liar, you happily call those with whom you disagree and catch lying liars. And really the same is true with just about every label you use. This is a gut check, because I don't even know you, yet I know all of those things about you are true. And I hope all this blows your mind, because if your mind has been blown wide open, you can start building a whole brand new mind right now. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Hospitals across the South are grappling with water shortages as the region carries on with recovery efforts in the wake of a devastating winter storm. After unusually icy weather left millions of Texans without power, most of the state have seen their power restored this weekend. President Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for Texas.
And God willing, it will bring a lot of relief to a lot of Texans.
President Biden will mark the U.S. crossing 500,000 lives lost from COVID-19 with a moment of silence and candle lighting ceremony at the White House. The nation is expected to pass the grim milestone on Monday. Donald Trump will be making his first post-presidential appearance at a conservative gathering in Florida next weekend.
After keeping a relatively low profile in Palm Beach, Florida, since leaving the White House, Trump will be speaking at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. It's being held in Orlando this year and will feature several former Trump administration officials and other Republicans with close ties to the former president. Trump is expected to use next Sunday's speech to talk about the future of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate's number two Republican is urging those at his party to stop punishing fellow Republicans who voted to convict former President Trump at his impeachment trial.
Minority Whip Senator John Thune says Republicans censuring fellow party members who voted their conscience are engaging in their own kind of cancel culture. Thune told the Associated Press, quote, "If we're going to criticize the media and the left for cancel culture, we can't be doing that ourselves." Thune himself was among the majority of GOP senators who voted to acquit Mr. Trump. The seven Republicans who voted to convict have faced a fierce backlash from some in their own party. Bob Agner reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Community colleges are fighting more empty seats.
According to the National Student Clearinghouse, enrollment plunged 10% from fall 2019 to fall 2020 amid the coronavirus pandemic. Four-year universities fared better than many had expected, with only a slight enrollment decrease. There are myriad reasons for the community college downturn. Fewer freshmen are enrolling, and some are delaying college until campuses are fully reopened. But the pandemic's also taken a heavy toll on older adult students. Many lost jobs or have no time for their own schooling as they supervise their children's online classes. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A Colorado man sprang into action in order to save his dog's life, fighting with a mountain lion that had attacked his pet. Gene Winnell of Estes Park says when he took his 9-year-old boxer Sadie out early one day, he noticed that the dog was whimpering. He picked up a stick and hit the mountain lion in the face, and then the mountain lion released Sadie and ran the other way. Sadie lost an eye in the attack. This is townhall.com. Police took to the streets around Myanmar a day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration of the country's second biggest city.
Another large protest took place in Mandalay near a dockyard where the two protesters were killed by police a day earlier. Many of the protesters, like those who were killed, are workers from the railway or truckers and civil servants who've been taking part in a civil disobedience campaign against the junta. A funeral was also held for a young woman who was killed by police in the capital Naypyidaw on February the 9th, 2 days before her 20th birthday. Her death was the first confirmed death amongst thousands of protesters who've rallied against the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. When her body was released, a long motorized procession began a drive to the cemetery. In Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, about 1,000 demonstrators honored the woman under an elevated roadway. I'm Karen Chamas.
More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
A jewel of North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
BPower.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of February the 15th, the 19th. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The predominant conversation this week certainly will focus on Rush Limbaugh and the fact that he passed. That's going to affect a great deal of our conversation because Michael and I both have lots of recollections. He's been on the, if you will, on the front seat of this, does interviews. Well, I'll have him tell you the story. The countdown here presented as a part of the DJV show. The people listening to the DJV program have their first shot, if you will, at listening to Michael and I talk about it. This is a program that airs around the country all weekend long on lots of stations that carry the DJV program. It's sort of an ancillary thing. So you can keep up with what's going on by listening to the countdown every week at this time. Top 10 stories of the week, top 10 the people on the list that are being discussed most on the news talk stations as the research becomes prominent. Go to talkers.com. You can find the charts and lots of stories about talk radio hosts. And as I said, this week most of it has been devoted to Rush Limbaugh. So we'll connect with Michael Harrison in a moment, go through the lists, and then we're off to the races
when thinking about Limbaugh and his impact, and what you're all thinking, certainly, about his passing, which was not unexpected by any stretch of the imagination. Meantime, I want to talk about, you know, Limbaugh had a lot of problems with his lungs, and you may have a lot of problems with your lungs, too, if you don't keep your nostrils, your nose clean. Nasal problems lead to, you know, everything comes into your body through your nose and or your eyes. Some people say, well, I breathe through my mouth. Now, no, it doesn't quite work that way. Your nose is really the most important part of, it's the gateway for all the things coming into your body. And we all know how frightening it can be when you look at what people have been inhaling. The viruses certainly are the number one thing, the number one focus. So I'm going to suggest that you repeat something every day, in the morning and at night. Use the Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage system. It's a, you can go online to Navage.com. You can order it. You can bring it. You can pick it up, or you can have it shipped to you and use it. According to the directions, it's so easy. It only takes a few seconds to clean all of the things that are in your nose that have gotten there through the night or through the day. When you brush your teeth in the morning and at night, use Navage to clean out the mucus and the other things that are right in there. Remove it so that it can't be a problem. It's really a fantastic way. Sort of, it's the big gorilla of cleaning your nose is the Navage system. Everybody can use it in the family, so take my advice. Get the airways clean and keep them that way so you don't get a cold or a flu or pneumonia or whatever it is. It's very easily found, as I said. Navage.com is the website. You're going to look for the Navage system, N-A-V-A-G-E. And then, you know, if you're older especially, it's something that a lot of older folks need to have because they've got asthma and COPD and bronchitis, you know, that kind of stuff. If you've been a smoker or a vapor, very important as well. Everybody can use it every day. Use it in the morning and night. I recommend it highly. It's the Navage system at Navage.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All right, time for Insight and Inside Stories. Thanks to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with us every week at this time to go through the list of stories that his staff has researched and the people that are being discussed all the time. It's been a long tradition on this program, and we continue. So, Michael, you want to start and go where you want to go? Do what you want to do. That sounds like a song.
All right, I will, and I've got the 10 most talked about stories. I got to tell you, first of all, are you hearing me loud and clear? Because we're
very
on
well.
A different system because of
yeah.
the weather.
Yes.
So I'm on a reduced technology, but hopefully
yes.
it's working.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
At number 10, we have U.S. foreign policy, and that's tied specifically with U.S.-China relations. At number 9, we have social media bias and discussion of how it relates to the First Amendment in the 21st century. At number 8, we have immigration reform brought back to the front burner because of Biden's executive orders that are basically reversing a lot of former President Trump's positions on immigration. At number 7, we have race relations and police reform, which is just a perennial tandem of topics. They seem to go hand in hand. At number 6, severe winter weather all across the nation. The Texas power crisis has become an enormously important issue, and climate change, the background issue, is no longer in the background. At number 5, we have three interesting characters, Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, and Ted Cruz, all men who harbor presidential ambitions, all men who are under fire. At number 4,
appropriately so.
Boy, oh boy.
Jesus. A lot of us are clowns.
I'm glad it's bipartisan, too, that, you know, it comes in all shapes and sizes and party labels.
Yep.
The economy and the education crisis, they're actually tied together, and they're both at number 4. Number 3, and a story that just it turned my week upside down. I mean, I literally think I broke the Guinness Book of Records for the more interviews back-to-back in a two-day period than anybody's ever done. I mean, into the night, all night long.
That's because of your position. I'm
yes.
running the talk, the
exactly.
account, I mean, running the Talkers Magazine. That's the Bible of the industry, and everybody wants to come to you to get your thoughts.
Yes, and the topic is the death of Rush Limbaugh. I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
So Rush Limbaugh. We knew he was going to die. I mean, it was basically out there, but when it happened, it came as a shock.
I'll tell you an eerie story about that with me when we get to him after you get finished with the story.
All right, number two is another major bunch of topics, the GOP power struggle, the Capitol insurrection investigation, which is ongoing, and the aftermath of the impeachment. But the power struggle between the side of the Republican Party that wants to be traditional and go forward and get back to its roots and have some fresh blood, and the part that wants to remain under the control of Donald Trump. And Trump and McConnell are at each other's throats, and it's a problem for the average Republican trying to run their career in politics. Not an easy decision. And number one, COVID-19, the vaccines, the stats, and talk about the variants and all of that. COVID-19 is the number one topic. And that also ties into almost everything else, including the economy. You want to do the people?
Please.
Okay, number 10, Bill Gates. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. 8, Ted Cruz. 7, Andrew Cuomo. You got Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley at number 6. You have Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy at number 5. Rush Limbaugh is at 4. Number 3, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 2 and number 1, Donald Trump. So Biden's president, but Trump is still number one in terms
of... Isn't
that
interesting? It's
not surprising, I mean, but it is interesting.
Yeah. So the headline this week at Talkers Magazine is the story reads, Industry Mourns Rush Limbaugh. He, at the age of 70, passing away on Tuesday. His wife goes on the program at noontime and tells the audience that he's dead. And then from that point to this, you have been interviewed dozens and dozens of times. I know I called you the other day, and it was a short conversation. And I understood. I get what's going on. And it's appropriate, I think, no matter whether you're a fan of Limbaugh's or not. There are a lot of things that have been said, maybe some things that need to be repeated from your experience. I kind of want to go through, I've got a few stories of my own, some of which I have told, some of them I haven't, but I would like to go back to the beginning. When you first, as the editor of Talkers, when you first came across Rush Limbaugh, what was your first experience? What do you remember most about the first either encounter or conversation you had with Limbaugh when he got started?
Well, when I first came across Rush Limbaugh, I wasn't even the editor of Talkers. Limbaugh was on the air for about a year and a half before we started Talkers. And
that's true.
I heard him. I remember hearing Limbaugh on the air and saying to myself, who the hell is this? Like, what is this
show?
First time I heard the Beatles or something that's a breakthrough. You think back to the first time you encountered something that goes on to become an iconic institution in your life that you're so used to. Even the name Rush Limbaugh sounded so exotic. It amazes me. Even today, some people can't pronounce his name. Like I noticed in all the interviews, some people said, so what's your opinion about Rush Limbaugh or Limbaugh? Or, you know, it was an unusual. Yeah. So it was an unusual voice. His voice was big. It sounded larger than life. My friends, you know. And the thing that I noticed most was he made talk radio sound good. He made talk radio sound like radio as opposed to guys on a platform talking about stuff who had no connection to the symphony that is a radio continuum, the sound of a station, the sound of a show, the flow of one element to another. Limbaugh just mastered that. That was my first encounter with that. When I started Talkers in 1990, he already was on the scene and basically relative to what grew a handful of stations. And of course, that was one of our major trends that we tracked. And I spoke to Limbaugh for the first time in, I would say, the early fall of 1990 when I interviewed him for Talkers. And I have that interview on a cassette because we did it for
free. Do you?
Yeah. And I'm going to put it out in the coming weeks again as my podcast. So I'll keep your listeners on that, you know.
Yeah. All right. So I want to continue in this vein, though, because he's so important for so many different reasons. But I want to hear more stories from you as to, over the years, what Talkers has done with and for Limbaugh as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison, 21 after the hour.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, now it's back to our Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The other stories, you know, this week is just a variation of many weeks before, with, you know, the COVID focus and what's going on in politics and the economy and who's the bad guy this week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The one twist may be the weather in Texas. I think that is something that we haven't had in the forefront for obvious reasons because it just happened. One of the things, I'm just going to throw this out for you, and then we get back to Limbaugh. I was listening to an ad for Sea Crane Radio, which is a popular advertiser on a lot of the late-night programs around the country. And so here we are with – we've moved into the era of modern technology, and we got all of this stuff going, cars that are electric, and we need to have electric this and electric that. Well, you know what? About 18 million people went 4 or 5 days, some longer. Some don't even have their power now. So those of you who are listening who are fancy and you bought a new electric car, how's this working for you? And if you don't have – you can't listen to Alexa or any of these other things because you got no power, where's that battery-powered radio? Oh, I don't have one. Oh, gee, I wonder if maybe I ought to go get one. Can you even find them anymore, Michael?
Well, you know, a radio, the definition of radio as an appliance has certainly gone through changes. And yeah. a lot of people think that their smartphone is a radio. And I find myself doing that too. You know, I actually think when I listen to a lot of radio on the smartphone, put the speaker on, reminds me of my growing up days when I listened to transistor radios and our ear was used to hearing that small little speaker. We're going back to that. Have you noticed that we're less discerning about the hi-fi stereo quality of our signals? Back in the 70s, we had giant speakers that covered the entire living room wall.
Boom boxes everywhere.
Woofers and tweeters and we were into fidelity and how big your speakers were and how now we're back to the transistor radio days. But the issue is that's facing the radio business is what kind of appliances will people be listening on and how do we measure audience size? And that's what we're going through right now. And how do we sell it? How to monetize the new digital platform? But beyond that, I mean, my gosh, it's so much easier now to be a listener and to be a broadcaster than it was back in the glory days of AM radio.
You say something that sort of fits into the Rush Limbaugh story. In a sense, the question has come up. Again, there's so many ancillary stories that I want to get to as time allows here on this week's program about Rush. The business about the playing back, people have asked, you know, what are they going to do? And they have said, and I think you can corroborate this, that the company that syndicated him, they have, as you would imagine, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of audio from Limbaugh over the years. Been on the air for 33rd year. And so they're going to use that as they can to apply to issues that are going on in whatever day the show is, you know, whatever Monday's issue is. So we're going to dig out some old Rush Limbaugh thoughts about that. I don't know who the guy is who's the sort of referee of this. I don't know what his name is. I'm blanking on it. I knew who it was, but it's going to be a guy with a voice who's going to say, this is the issue. Here's what Rush had to say about it. And that's basically what they're going to do in that time period, sort of till further notice, right?
Yeah, that's their plan. Is it James Golden that's doing it?
Maybe.
Who's been his producer over the years? It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think
job.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
it is
right.
For a producer. It's a great producer job. After the break, I'll tell you my thoughts about it.
Yeah, okay. Whether or not it's good. And then some of the broadcasters who will rename, well, I've mentioned them on the air, but I won't mention them here, who have made, I think, the just horrible, the timing, the taste, bad taste in my mouth when I look at all these ads for, here's a moment for Rush and then please take my program. You know, that kind of stuff. 28 after the hour on the countdown.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-254-5440. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-254-5040 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-254-5040 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-254-5040.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I'll propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep. All night, every night. Now's a perfect time to renew your sleep with the one-of-a-kind comfort of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here for the week of February 15th to the 19th. The overview of the charts, Marco.
Hey, Marco Harrio. Call me little Marco.
Where the heck did that come from? Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. And yes, we have been talking about Limbaugh. Michael reminded me, I keep saying we're going to talk about him. Well, we have been talking about him. I want to bring you around to talking about the experiences you were bringing us into the first encounters with him. But over the years, as the publisher of the industry's big newspaper, or in the newspaper anymore, it's the bugle, if you will, of what goes on in the news talk radio business. He was always on the top of everything, pretty much. How long was he the number one? You every year do the Hot 100, and he was number one pretty much.
The answer to your question is he's been number one the entire time we've been doing Talkers, with occasional little glitches here and there where he was challenged in different categories. But by and large, 99.9% of the time that we have had any kind of surveys from the start, because we didn't always do the heavy 100. It was originally the heavy 25. And, you know, we have different stats. And we've changed our methodology several times as we became more sophisticated at doing this. That being said and done, he's been the dominant personality in the world, the Talkers Magazine, which now is in its 31st year. He's the number one personality that we've covered during that time.
Pretty amazing.
Very, very solidly, and it is pretty amazing. Also, setting the stage for you asking me questions about my relationship with him, I've had good times and bad times with him. There are times when we have been the best of friends, and there's been times when we have not gotten along. A lot of it has to do with how we've covered him in terms of those stats. But for the most part, I've had a very cordial relationship with Limbaugh. And the last time that I saw him was several years ago at a National Association of Broadcasters convention in Orlando, and he looked me in the eye, and the two of us locked eyes, and he said to me, Michael Harrison, I want to thank you for your fairness in dealing with me in terms of how you talk about me to the press. And I said, I only tell the truth, Rush, or at least what I think is the truth. And, you know, of course, I'll always be fair to you. I'll be more than fair. You know, you deserve every possible courtesy and consideration for the contributions you've made to this business. And the other thing I want to say, Doug, is that I view Limbaugh from the industry perspective, because that's my business. That's my job. So I try to stay out of judgment about his politics, but rather talk about his value and accomplishments as a member of the American broadcasting community.
So this week you've been interviewed by dozens of stations. What's been the most consistent question that you've been asked?
What is the secret of his success? Why did Rush Limbaugh emerge as you know, what is it about what he did that made him so powerful and strong to be number one for so many years? And do you want my answer?
Yes, please.
Okay, as concisely as I can. One, because he comes to the table prepared. He doesn't wing it. He doesn't get on the air and decide what his flight plan will be spontaneously. He thinks it out. He spends hours for every hour on the air prepping. He knows his stuff. Sometimes he won't even talk about a hot issue if he's not fully prepared, so he doesn't go off half-baked. You may not agree with him, but he knows what he wants to say. That's one. Two, he was a disc jockey back in the golden age of radio, and he brings tremendous radio skills to the microphone that many talk show hosts don't have a clue that they're on the radio. They just think they're talking into a microphone about their politics, and it sounds flat. It doesn't sound dynamic. When he started, he was funny. He was sort of the right-wing version of Jon Stewart, and he evolved into a serious commentator whose words had consequence, and that was an interesting story arc to watch. He had passion. He loved radio. He did it against all odds. He did it deaf. He was like Beethoven. He did it while an addict of the opiate situation. He overcame that. He overcame economic boycotts. He overcame the fact that millions of people hate his guts, and he had to live behind basically, you know, gates and have bodyguards. I mean, I can go on and on with that. And he addressed a group of people that felt that they were not addressed properly by the media. They galvanized around him, and he continued to serve their interests loyally. So it's the moon and the stars lined up with this guy, and those are the reasons that I think he was successful. Oh, one more thing, important. He had original takes on every issue. He wasn't a talking points guy. Limbaugh would look at the news and come up with an angle that nobody even thought of, and then everybody else would imitate it.
Right. That was it. One of the things that I guess was troubling but interesting is how many people would copy. They were Rush wannabes, and they're still all over the place today. But they, you know, there's only one guy. No matter how you – there was one Johnny Carson. There was one Tom Brady. You know, you look at the icons of a particular business, and Limbaugh is it. More important, you know, you go back to the history. You look at the Radio Hall of Fame wall, and 283 names are up there. Back to Jack Benny and Bob Hope and people that were important to radio in the 30s and the 40s. And then, you know, some of the folks that came along after that that are even still around today. But Limbaugh is certainly there. And with talkers, he won several awards and came to the talk conventions. I remember the last time he got one, and I don't remember how many years ago it was, but he came and he had his bodyguards, as you said, people around. And he sort of came in, and a lot of the people in the room wanted to talk to him, and he just didn't really want to engage because it was, I think he was, I'm just going to go back a little bit to my experience with him. You know, he and I got started about the same time doing syndicated programming. He was on in August of 1988, and I started doing my morning program in October of the same year. So he and I, when we came together early on, talked about our experiences, kind of gave each other back and forth tips, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember when I was doing afternoons, you may remember this, in Cincinnati at WCKY, when Rush was doing, he was at that point, this would have been 90, 91, had been on the air for 3 years, and he started doing the concert routine, I put that in quotation marks, going to visit cities and having a, you know, a big crowd. I know in Cincinnati we had, we got a room in one of the insurance buildings. It was about 6,500 in the auditorium, and the room was full. And I was his handler. I was his sort of bodyguard before he needed it. When he was in Cincinnati, I was with him for the entire time he was there. He was there for 3 days. And, you know, we had meals together. I watched him work, doing what you were just saying about preparing for things. You watch him, and he's, you know, busy with a knife cutting things out of newspapers and things like that, which, you know, he and I would interrupt him when I went into the studio in the morning just for a couple of minutes, and he'd want to get back to what he was doing because, as you said, he was so serious about getting it all right, getting it down, so that he didn't sound like he didn't know what he was talking about, which happens, you know, in a lot of focus programs where, you know, there isn't as much preparation. Limbaugh was somebody who was so serious about this, and you're so right. He so loved the business. He was fired how many times for being him? You know, he was a newsman, I think, in Kansas City. And he would, after the news was over, he'd talk to the guy who was on the air about some of his, and the guys running the station said, stop doing that, and he wouldn't stop doing it. So, you know, he got fired and he moved on, but it was, when he hit Sacramento, it really, he hit his stride. And the stories about him, being heard by Bruce Maher, who is a name that nobody knows in the business, but he was the most successful consultant at the time. And he knew a guy from ABC named McLaughlin. Ed McLaughlin ran ABC, and they went out on his own. And they were looking for somebody to syndicate because he'd started with Dean Adell, and he wanted a daytime show. And Limbaugh came along, and it was magic. They were like father and son together, although they had their issues with each other, as, you know, people that get close do. But one of the things that's in the Talkers article about him this week, Mike Kanosian, who is one of your reporters, refers to Limbaugh as talk radio's premier songwriter. There's something about this magic in that phrase, don't you think? I mean,
No doubt about it. And there are parallels between different genres of media, and a conversation and a take on an issue can be compared to a song. There's a similarity. We're all singers. We're singing our songs, but only we do it in spoken word. What's the difference, really, between telling a story and singing a song? And there is a musical quality to the presentation of radio. I hear that. Some people don't even have a clue, but that this procession of sounds, this continuum, is a symphony. And I view radio that way. And I've always enjoyed, that's why I've always enjoyed radio formats, even with formats I don't care about the content. I love the musical dynamics of it.
You hit the nail on the head when you said something. Those of us who have been around for a long time, you, Limbaugh, me, and the guys at Bohannon that have been at it since the music days, we all were jocks. So we all understood the timing, how people become comfortable by listening to a presentation this way rather than that way. And those of us who, you know, we're getting fewer and fewer of us. You know, Bohannon and I are still in the trenches, but, you know, there aren't a lot of guys that went through music radio to get into the world of talk. And that was so pithy what you said about that, because it's so, so true. In a moment.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
No. Yeah. It's something that I'm glad we have a chance to tell our listeners about, because some people may not think of it in those terms.
Mm-hmm. No. All right. In a moment, I want to address something else that's gone on this week. You also have a little article, not a little article, but a focus on Larry Elder and the current talkers that I think deserves a moment or two of our time. 45 after the hour, quick reminder about how easy it is to keep your nostril clean and assist your immune system every hour of the day. You take this little plastic container, little bottle, and you squirt the liquid from Clear into your nose. And Clear's main ingredient, xylitol, is known well around the country and around the world as something that naturally kills bacteria. It's Clear, spelled with an X, XLEAR.com. You can buy it on Amazon, eBay, or wherever you go, like your drugstore, grocery store, find things like that. Clear. It's clear that it's clear. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from Talkers Magazine includes Bill Gates at number 10. He's got a lot to say. He's objected to the permanent Facebook ban for President Trump. That's why he's on the list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. He's there because when you see the definition of a-hole in the dictionary, there's a picture of him. Number 8, and maybe there's a picture of Ted Cruz there, too. He's at number 8. Andrew Cuomo, maybe there ought to be 3 pictures there. He's number 7. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5 is Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Rush Limbaugh, number 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi are tied for the number 3 spot. Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. Isn't it interesting that Trump maintains, at least on news talk radio stations, the priority in conversation over Joe Biden? I suppose that is what you might expect. So there it is, the list of the top people in discussion for the week of February 15th to the 19th, according to Talkers Magazine. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
boxing in between rounds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Boxers need a rest in between rounds. You would too. You actually do too. You've argued with loved ones. You've probably even had disagreements that lasted or lingered longer than you'd have liked. And maybe you even threw around the phrases, "We've been fighting all day," or "We're fighting right now," to someone else to describe your interaction when you're currently not even fighting. So my advice, give yourself a rest in between rounds. Don't call it fighting when you're not actually interacting. Only define it as arguing, disagreeing, or fighting during the exact moments that your disagreement or argument or fight lasts. And if you do that, you might just be surprised to see that not only does avoiding defining your fights in exaggerated ways help your peace throughout your day, it will also help you lessen the intensity of it all while the actual interaction's occurring. For more on healthy communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
On the Talkers Magazine front, the top stories in order from number 10 to number 1, a foreign policy, our relationship with China, especially Russia. Number 9, the focus on social media and the people who are running the social media platforms. Immigration reform is number 8. Relationships in the country, race relationships, hearing this week, testimony on whether or not to pay reparations to black families. Number 6 is the weather, that Texas situation with the power. Wow. Number 5, politicians who are getting it in the neck, Ted Cruz, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the economy, what's going on because of COVID. Number 3, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 2, the power struggle in the grand old party. And number 1 certainly is COVID, the story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 15th to the 19th. You can see it posted on our Facebook page, the DJV Facebook page, or at talkers.com. All right, so this week in Talkers, we've spent a lot of time on Limbaugh. There's a story about Larry Elder and his testimony before the House Committee on Reparations. There's a bill before the Congress. Larry said something that was so Larry. I mean, you and I know him. I worked with him at KABC. I've known him for a long time. But he said the following. It is wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. There's something about that that's so captured my mind in hearing it. What comes of this?
What comes of it is that there is a point to be taken from that, and there's also a point to be taken that the people who never owned slaves have benefited by a system where their ancestors owned slaves, and the people who never were slaves have been denied certain benefits because of the history that led to that. So there's two points of view on it, and both are valid depending upon how effectively the case is made.
Brilliantly put. See, that's why it's good that you're here to give us that the back and forth. There it is. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Find the stories about Rush at talkers.com. 10 before the hour.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. You grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license. General 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show back on the air here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, my favorite college professor of law, and he's also a well-known Boston area lawyer, been associated with the talk radio world for a long, long time. Actually, you know, I'm just remembering, you had a show for a while on WRKO.
I had a show on RKO for about 20 years.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. There we go. I see memories. Everybody's thinking about the memories of Limbaugh this week. Well, you're still with us, thank heavens. And on we go. The scammers that are connected, because your website, scamicide.com, is so informative, and because you've been declared the expert here when it comes to this sort of thing, I want to get your take on a couple of different scams that have come out this week. Certainly the Texas power outage, the problems, the reports of people being, you know, somebody will tell you, okay, call us right now and we'll get your, give us your credit card and we'll make sure you get your power back.
Yes.
Fall for this crap, man. So what else have you got?
Well, you know, the big thing is anytime there is a natural disaster, scam artists, the only criminals we call artists, they have no sense of morality whatsoever.
None.
They are there. You talk about the first responders. They beat the legitimate first responders every time, and they will pose as the first responders. We will be there to get you back your heat. We'll be there to get you back your electricity. We can do this to get your water back. We just need some personal, and we're from the government. We're here to help you. You just need your personal information, your social security number, leads to identity theft. You need to give us your credit card. Bottom line is, you know, you really, whenever you're contacted by an email, a text message, or a phone, you can't be sure who's really contacting you. So particularly if someone's offering you help, even if it's during a time of great need, when they start asking for that personal information or payment, you should be skeptical and, you know, deal with FEMA, deal with your state's agency, and contact them at numbers you know are legit, because the scammers are convincing and people are vulnerable.
We were talking about virus scams that are virulent. I'll use the VVV here.
Yeah.
There is such a this week in Massachusetts, as you know, because you and I both live in Massachusetts, the state has the whole everything is crumbled because they don't have it managed properly at all. And in the meantime, where people are getting frustrated, they're turning to sites. You know, somebody will call, you'll see, get an email from somebody, looks, well, this is from Mafufsky's insurance company, and because we have your health insurance, we can make sure you get a shot. So, again, give me your credit card number and make sure we have the right person give us your social security. That stuff is all over the place.
It is. It's really huge. It's really troublesome. And because, as you mentioned here in Massachusetts and other states as well, people are having so much difficulty with the websites not being designed well, crashing, suddenly you find one that people are telling you is working, and you give them your social security number, you give them your credit card. Bottom line is, no legitimate vaccine distribution asks for your social security number. They don't ask for your credit card. Another one I'm seeing is people, seniors, are being told that Medicare will come to your home and give you the shot.
Right.
It doesn't happen, and when they're asking for the info, they're going to come back to bite you.
Exactly. And then Valentine's week, there were all kinds of online romance scams. I'm looking at 23,768 relationship complaints reported to the Internet Crime Complaint Center this past week. And that's 5,000 more than last year at the same time.
Yeah, the incidence of romance scams, which are particularly high and bad anyway, and the amount of money that they scam people out of with these is often about 10 times that of the average scammer, but it's about doubled across the country.
Well, people who, you know, they love, I need companionship, all that stuff, so they, these websites, these people, they prey on this. So vigilance. Don't send them money. Don't give them personal information. You know, don't give them your profile. Don't give them your picture. Give them nothing.
And don't accept money that they're wiring you to wire somewhere else, because these people are being used as money launderers in a lot of major international scams.
And most of them, by the way, aren't even in America. These things are set up by the Russians. Man, they're big into this stuff. The Nigerians. You know, there's not, because of the way technology is, you don't know where this stuff comes from. And
yeah,
a lot of this
Russia, there is an old Russian republic now, REL, and they are big in this, and they have a lot of college girls they recruit.
Yep, exactly. All right, there it is, the up-to-date overview of scams, et cetera, from Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Higher temperatures spread across the southern United States this weekend, bringing some relief to a region weary of winter. Karina Smith, South, in line for free bottled water in Galveston, tells KTRK she's frustrated but thankful for the help from the community during the winter emergency.
I can tolerate the hurricane a lot better than this. You know, we're Galvestonians. We live on an island. We are not used to this type of weather or kind of ice like this. So God bless the people who live in areas where it snows on a regular basis. Of course, they know what to do. We're just, you know, scrounging and trying to make it work. So lesson learned.
Roughly half the more than 70 deaths reported so far have occurred in Texas. It was 67 degrees in Dallas on Sunday. The White House says about a third of the coronavirus vaccine doses delayed by last week's winter weather has now been delivered.
Government officials say roughly 6 million doses were delayed last week as power outages closed some vaccination centers and icy weather stranded some vaccine in shipping hubs. But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has been working with shippers and states to close the backlog. About 2 million doses shipped over the weekend, and Psaki tells ABC's This Week the rest will get out to vaccination centers as soon as they can handle them. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci says recent declines in infection rates do not signal the pandemic is nearing an end.
What I don't and none of my colleagues want to see is when you look at that slope to come down, that it say, wow, we're out of the woods now, we're in good shape. We're not, because the baseline of daily infections is still very, very high.
Dr. Fauci says Americans may still need to wear face masks in 2022. Even if the country could approach a certain degree of normality. However, Fauci stressed, it's just an estimate, and a lot of things can happen to modify that. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
As more people get fully vaccinated against COVID-19, many are asking, what's next?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises if you've had both doses of the vaccine, at least for now, you should still follow the same rules as everybody else. That's in part because so few people have been vaccinated at this point. And while the shots strongly protect against severe illness and death from COVID-19, experts say it's not yet clear how well they block the spread of the virus. Whether people who have been vaccinated but get a mild or symptom-free infection can pass it on. They advise especially don't let your guard down after receiving the first dose. I'm Ben Thomas.
FAA Administrator Steve Dixon has ordered the agency's aviation experts to issue an emergency airworthiness directive. The move comes in response to United Airlines flight that experienced an engine failure after taking off from Denver on Saturday. This is townhall.com. Joe Gibbs Racing gets a cup win from a driver who was loaned out last season.
After a lackluster year in 2020, Christopher Bell proved to the world he could overtake and hold off the best drivers in NASCAR on the Daytona International Speedway road course, securing his first Cup Series victory. Bell was trailing Joey Logano with five laps to go, but he continued to press and put himself in position for the win. Coming to the white flag lap, Bell chased down Logano on the front stretch chicane and never looked back. Bell's teammate, Denny Hamlin, finished third after leading five laps during the race. Kurt Busch and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top five. Jerry Jordan, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Max Homa may not have scripted it this way, but the 30-year-old Californian has earned a victory in the PGA tournament near his hometown. Homa captured the Genesis Invitational in a one-hole playoff against Tony Finau Sunday. Homa closed with a 5-under-66 and played the final 26 holes without a bogey. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
All righty, let's get to our job in this hour. The DJVers are here to go through the Talk Radio Roundup. DJVers include Doug Steffen, that'd be me, Jennifer Horn, that'd be her, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we're all here at the ready with the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk radio stations according to the surveys done by the staff and management of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists They will be posted at our website and Facebook page, and also Talk Radio Countdown Show page, and also at talkers.com. So there you go. Number 10 on the story list, our relationship with China, and I guess to a lesser extent foreign policy, Russia comes into that. That's been an ongoing focus as well. It should be, because this week a lot of attention was placed on the reports as to who really was responsible and how the whole business of COVID got started. There's a lot of whitewashing going on, obviously, by the Chinese and their interests, but I think people are not being fooled by that. Do you ladies come up with anything? Did you see anything that was extraordinary, or pretty much all fingers are pointing in the same direction? And not that it's a surprise to us, but it seems to be, oh, really? The Chinese are responsible? Hello, are you on the planet? You know what's going on? So, go ahead, Jennifer.
No, I just think it's the protection. I think it's unfortunate because I think we're going to get back into business with the World Health Organization again. And the World Health Organization, I think, it sounds like a great idea if it was operating honestly and truthfully. And I think that the Chinese government has just received so much cover from the World Health Organization that it's troublesome, because how do we ever hold them accountable if everybody's kind of tiptoeing around, not really holding them accountable? I mean, that's the issue.
And who's everybody? You know,
the world governments. And it's not just our country that needs to be on board. It needs to be everybody. And forget the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously we all believe what we believe about how the virus started out, whether it was an accident or whether it was purposeful or whatever. Whatever we believe, the point is that it broke out in China first, and the Chinese government decided to hold back information from the rest of the world, information that could have been very helpful.
And I agree on that, right? Like, does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I mean, that's when we're looking for like the moderate opinion. I mean, because it's really, I mean, we all, I think, have very strong feelings here about, you know, whether it was an accident or whether it wasn't, and why it was created and who was linked to it and all that stuff. But forget it, because until we actually know, we don't know. We all just have opinions. But what we do know and what we can't quantify is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are no longer accounted for in China through cell phone records that have never been reported as COVID deaths. Now, it could be coincidental, but that seems highly unlikely. And the fact that the World Health Organization told people that it was not spread via droplets, remember? I mean, there was just so much bad and erroneous information that came out early on. That's the problem for me, I think. And I think the rest of the world, too.
Number 9 on the list, the focus on social media bias. Didn't we see someplace this week where Facebook had done something in Australia? I'm trying to remember what it was, because there's so much going on.
They're cutting down all news sources.
That was it, because they don't want to pay for them. Right?
And I haven't had a chance to actually dig into exactly why or what the reasoning is, but the headline anyway was that they were pulling all the news sites out of Australia, and also that they were starting to mark like climate news and COVID news also, as they were doing with election stuff.
What do you mean mark it? What does that mean, Jen?
You remember during the election cycle how they were marking stuff that whoever working at Twitter or Facebook deemed to be fake? Well, they're doing the same thing now with COVID and climate. And so a lot of people are just upset that they're putting their thumb on the scale, because there were plenty of stories that I saw floating around that COVID marked as fake for whatever reason that didn't turn out to be fake, including, you know, some of the stuff.
Well, they also want
another stuff.
Facebook wants the tech companies to pay for the news. I mean, Australia, sorry, wants the companies like Facebook to pay for news on their platforms. They take a lot of news. We see that, you know, here all over the place. Yahoo, Facebook, you name it. They sort of coagulate all the news stories and put them together on one single platform. And so the people over there want them to pay. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. Immigration reform is number 8. On the list, as we work our way toward number 1 on this week's list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I was just thinking as I was walking back up to the studio about what we had talked earlier this morning about which side of the aisle you're on and who's done good things. And I still think that a lot of the things that were done by Trump to focus on fixing the problem, even though a little heavy-handed, it was paying attention to it. And then with COVID, everything sort of fell apart. I think now there are a lot of people who are waiting to get into this country, and we are concerned, I think many of us, about just folks coming in and getting a shot that aren't entitled to getting a shot. And so what about...
I have not heard about vaccinating immigrants coming in from the border at all.
They're starting
to have to take a test.
Is it today?
They're ICE. Anybody who is an ICE detainee is now, I guess the people who are in detention are the ones who will be given the vaccine.
Okay, so if they're in... Okay, that makes more sense. Right.
All right, so number seven, race relations, and I'm going to repeat something that I said earlier because there has been a lot of focus in the House this week on reparations. A bill is moving forward. Well, I don't know how far it's going to get, but I know that my friend and Jennifer's friend, Larry Elder, who's a broadcaster, does a syndicated program every afternoon around the country. I worked with him at KABC back in the 90s. He always has had sort of a contrarian, not what the average black person thinks. And he recoils at that even, because who is the average black person? That's a good question. Anyway, he said in testimony this week that it's wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. It may be that simplistic, but it pretty much makes the point. Now, there are other things that are going on that we ought to be paying attention to. Police and their attitude toward black people in general, some parts of the country, it's a real problem in educational opportunity. I mean, there's a lot of systemic racism, and I never thought I'd use that term.
He would disagree with you on that, actually. He'd disagree with you. I don't think he acknowledges
systemic racism?
Yeah.
Well,
he did, yeah.
I know. Well, why are more black people?
I think that he must come from a very privileged point of view.
Well, he came from Cleveland. He's ill-informed, then. I don't know. That's ridiculous for him to say. Well, it's ridiculous for any black person to say that there is no systemic racism in this country.
But why is
Because there is. White people recognize it.
But that doesn't mean that in their wheelhouse that it is. You see it that way, and I might see it that way, but that doesn't mean everybody sees it.
Well, then,
that
you know
way.
What? Congratulations to him that he has never experienced racism, that he's
I think he has experienced it, frankly. Yeah. But anyway,
I don't want to speak for him because I think it would be a better time for him to speak
for himself. I don't even know who this guy is. I'm just saying that seems
he's
like
a
pretty preposterous.
Pretty big guy in talk radio and TV. Was a TV judge, all that kind of stuff.
He was a judge.
Yeah, moral court.
Forget about that. Yeah, right. It's pretty funny.
I would like to do it again, I think.
Well, I would guess that his opinion is probably in the vast, vast minority then.
Well, I think he takes his opinion from numbers. And the fact is that he, or at least the way he presents it, is that everybody has developed this idea of systemic racism on fake numbers, because there are no numbers that indicate nationally what arrests really look like in this country. It's all extrapolated numbers about whether or not more black people are being arrested in contrast to the amount of crimes committed. So I think when it comes to crime and police, he makes a really good point, and that's a point that I've tried to make before, and that is that everybody has derived their opinion from whatever narrative they're being fed. There is no national counter
of arrests. I'm going to feed you this narrative, and then we'll take a break. My narrative is that there are way too many black people in jail that ought not to be there for minor offenses that white people are not put in jail for. Well, whatever, bail reform or, you know, using drugs, whatever it is, there are plenty of examples of things not being equal. Having said that, however, there are a lot of that you can say about poor people. You can say it about rich people who are now being called on to pay more taxes than probably they should. So it's around the corner and up the street, wherever it goes. Severe weather is next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life
immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, so number six on the countdown list is the focus on the weather in Texas, the power grid, and how some people are blaming it on climate change, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. We've talked about this a lot this week on the DJV program, and I think that it is, I don't know, it just, at this point, pointing fingers, what is my expression? I used to have this sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Even though there's been, there's plenty of blame to go around.
That's what I was trying to get out in an earlier hour of the show. It's not about politics or who's right or who's wrong. The fact that it has become a national conversation and used as a catalyst to either support your claims about climate change or harden your opposition to the idea of climate change. I mean, right now, look, there's room for that, and that'll happen in a week. Like, we'll get there, and we can fight about turbines and all that stuff. But right now, the problem is that people are really suffering, and I don't know. It's crazy to me. And I guess we have the luxury because we're not there. Many of us, all of us, excuse me, on the show are not there. So we have the luxury of talking about turbines and whoever's right and wrong and stupid Ted Cruz when everybody else is freezing. So,
well, I think, there's that. And what are people going to do immediately about not just getting their electricity back? It shows you how dependent we are on these sorts of resources. But the question comes, and I think it's a legitimate question, as to why Texas took themselves out of the power grid that the rest of the country is sort of on.
Well, they were able to escape a lot of regulations that were on federal level. So
right. It's all about oil. It's all about oil in that circumstance. Okay, number five on our look at the top 10 stories is a focus on governors. Cuomo, Newsom, I think are the two main ones there, although Ted Cruz plays into this politicians under fire. I'm not quite sure I understand the Cuomo thing. I get the Newsom thing. He's just bad. He's a bad guy, bad dude, shouldn't be there, should never have been elected. Cuomo, there seems to be
nursing homes.
I know.
Cuomo's getting a lot of heat, and he apparently, allegedly, I will say allegedly, called and started threatening Democrats who were speaking out against him. And somebody came out, a Democrat came out and said that he threatened to ruin my career if I came out and spoke out against him.
Swell. 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, and MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 3030.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review with the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So, Jay, on our social media platforms, we have Twitter at DJV Show, et cetera, Facebook.com/DJV Show. How many of these things, I guess... when it comes to social media, the bias, maybe that's a good question to ask in and of itself. Number nine item, what do you think? Social media, is social media biased? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've asked that question, and a lot of people do say it is. People who are for things typically decide that, you know, they're for it and they agree. But people who are against anything are super angry about it, I've noticed.
So what's the anger angle here? In terms of it, just being curbed,
having people... It comes across with the discussion of freedom of speech, and especially with different platforms kicking people off. You know, why do they get to decide who should get kicked off, and why are some people getting kicked off for less things when people got kicked off for more?
Yeah, are you considering getting off of Facebook or Twitter because of their stance on the First Amendment? That's a fairly legitimate question.
They have no stance on the First Amendment. The First Amendment has nothing to do with private companies. It's about government censorship.
But people think it does, though.
Well,
Victoria,
people need to be better informed then we need to keep saying it until people learn.
Well, and
it's
we
very basic.
It's getting information from other people's opinions on Facebook. Yeah. Actually, look at the news, look at articles, read the journals.
Right.
Do your research.
And
I think
read
your best friend posted and
read the Constitution. It's very simple.
They're in this gray area, though, where they've become a utility. And, if, for instance, if phone companies stopped phone calls coming to you from, people who voted
China.
For Biden or Trump or China or whatever, then we'd be really ticked off because they're a utility and they're not supposed to do that. They're not making that decision. And social media is in this gray area where they are a private company, but they are operating now as a utility and people use them as a communication platform. And I think that's where the outrage comes from.
I'm all in favor of them being recategorized, and I think Section 230 being repealed, that's something
What's that
that's
about?
Important.
What's
Section 230 being repealed, it basically protects them so that they have no liability for what people say on their platforms. It was started in 1996. The internet wasn't even really a thing yet, except Al Gore apparently invented it. But beyond that, the internet in 1996, no one could ever even fathom where we are today with what the internet has become, what social media wasn't a thing. So this is a very, very outdated section that needs to be repealed. Biden's in favor of it. A lot of people on the right are in favor of it. I think just eliminate that and then decide once and for all, are these companies, are they utilities like Jen said, or are they private entities where everyone has to, I mean, we all check off the box. We all have agreed to the user terms. No one seems to remember that when they want to complain about freedom of speech, which does not apply to anything in the private sector.
Unfortunately, I think people are just looking for an element of consistency, and what Twitter and Facebook have failed on is consistently operating in the same way. They allow certain threats and certain bad statements, not others. And so I think that is just upsetting to people because
it is. And
everybody's looking for the hypocrite police these days.
Right. And the newest audit of Facebook during the election that was sort of surprising. A lot of people don't want to hear it. But if you were spreading misinformation from even Trump himself, those posts were not flagged. And they were flagged on Twitter, and on Facebook they were allowed to go. So there's a bias on the left, you know, for Twitter, and on the right for Facebook. So everybody is biased, and there is no one standard.
I don't know anybody's going to say that Zuckerberg is any conservative. I don't know where that's not coming
from. Oh, yes, he is.
Zuckerberg?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, though, about him. But this is an independent audit that was done. I'll send you guys the study. It was pretty telling. Right. And everybody who was spreading misinformation, basically retweeting Trump himself, none of that got flagged. So
the question is who determines misinformation? That's the problem.
Man, it's getting so cloudy and gray. That area is so cloudy and gray these days. 28 after the hour, we continue another half hour of our focus on the charts for this week coming up.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investinggoals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get back into it here, the DJV program, with a focus on the hot hits and news talk radio. We do it every week at this time as a complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. We have the stories that Michael and his staff have put together at Talkers, so we're going through those. We'll have some discussion about some of the people on the list as time allows. Number three this week is the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Probably could spend the rest of the half hour talking about Limbaugh, the pros, the cons, the ups, the downs, stuff that is obvious about him of late, but early on in his career, I spent a good deal of time on this program talking about my relationship with him early on. Most everybody in news talk radio or talk radio has got a story about Limbaugh, and that's appropriate because he affected all of our lives and all of our listeners.
Story that I didn't know about him? Because sure. I think it's the best story that I've heard, and that is that he had a great friendship with Elton John. Had you guys heard about that?
Yes. Elton sang at his wedding. His wife asked that he sing at the wedding, and Elton John said, are you sure?
What year was this? 2010.
About 10 years ago.
He gave Elton John $1 million and donated it to AIDS research.
Did he make a public apology to all the people who died from AIDS that he celebrated on the air?
Doesn't go necessarily. Yeah. Remember, even though there are, let's see, how can I phrase this and make it sound real? What Limbaugh and I talked about when we were early on pups, we both started doing a syndicated program about the same time in the fall of 1988. And that was our connection for the next 3 years or so. We were always talking back and forth to each other. I was much more political then than I am now on the air. And although his stuff, after he really got settled in and comfortable with what he was doing, then he became more controversial. But the idea that he was all about what he said, not necessarily true. He said oftentimes in circumstances where there are other broadcasters, hey, it's a show. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing things. Is everything that I say on the air what I really believe? No. But then, you know, a lot of it because his followers really wanted to believe that everything he said was gospel, that he sort of became bigger than life. But in reality, he was a very generous guy. He gave millions of dollars to lots of different, whether they were conservative causes or the AIDS thing. And, yeah, I mean, whether he was on the air, somebody that sounded like an SOB when it came to and what his real – see, that the question is, what are his real values? Did he give Elton John $1 million for his AIDS research charity because he felt guilty about what he said on the air? Or did he really, in some closet fashion, approve of what Elton John – Elton John – was asked, if you want to know the whole story, now that Jennifer brings it up, Elton John was asked by his wife-to-be, Catherine, asked Elton John, they were at some event, I can't remember what it was, but he was asked by Catherine to sing at their wedding. And he said, are you sure? and she said, yeah. And then Limbaugh said, yes, we would like you really to sing at our wedding. So he did, and it was quite the affair. If you see some of the pictures that have been around this week, lots of pictures of Limbaugh at all stages of his career, and a picture of he and his wife at the wedding, and the whole Elton John thing, and people being surprised that he was the entertainment as well because of what Victoria just said. But I think it's very difficult to put somebody. You judge people on whatever you want to judge them on. You judge them on what they say. And so he's held very, very controversial and pretty upsetting views on the air. But is he speaking to? I mean, there's another. There's been a controversy about guys like Mark Levin, and when his bosses told him to stop the stuff about the election because it wasn't true, et cetera, et cetera. He said, "I'm not really, it's the show. I'm telling people that are listening to me what they want to hear." Is it necessarily true? You got to make up your own mind. So there's that gray area. And the problem with it, not just from Limbaugh's point of view or Levin or whoever's on the air, is that people, they don't get it in a sense. And maybe there should be more responsibility. Maybe, there used to be the fairness doctrine and it existed when it went out. That's when Limbaugh came in. Limbaugh could never have existed in a circumstance where there was the so-called fairness doctrine, but it was thrown out in 1987, and Limbaugh's program began in 1988, as did mine. But I wasn't controversial at the time, and once in a while I'll say something that gets me thrown off a station here and there, but certainly not cut out of the same cloth as some of these guys are. And it's because I don't care to be in that category. It's just I don't want the program to sound like that.
But you're authentic, and you also don't say things that you don't believe.
I get that.
And you're not an actor, and you're not,
This is a business, Victoria, and I have been much less successful in the business than Limbaugh because he catered to an audience. And so
I'd rather be less successful and be authentic.
Well, I understand that. I get it. I get that from you, but a lot of people in business don't see it that way, and they want to get somebody that's going to – it's like playing the hits. When you play the top 30 songs, the top 40 songs – you play them over and over and over again because that's what people want to hear. And that's really what talk radio has become, playing the hits. So at any rate, but Limbaugh leaves a huge hole. I think that there's going to be, it'll be very interesting. They're going to leave this, I don't even know who it is. There's somebody who's going to sort of be the corraler of conversation. Jennifer, do you know who it is who's sitting in there now that's going to basically they're going to do Rush. They're going to go back.
I can't remember
got
who
all
it is,
of his
but
audio.
It's the same guy who's been doing kind of like a DJ thing where he kind of intros some of
right.
the best of.
They're
going to
take
the,
right.
32
they're going to take stuff that applies to whatever conversation there is because they have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Limbaugh's program. So they'll just take it. It's all categorized. I remember this is just an anecdotal talk radio thing. People who remember Bruce Williams. Bruce, you girls probably don't remember Bruce Williams, but he was the number one guy at night from 8 to 11 for years and years and years and years. Did a syndicated program. And I remember going into his studio because he was notorious for having entanglements while he was on the air, inviting guests to come up to the studio, and he'd disappear for a while with the guests. And I remember when I went into the main studio, we used to call them cartridges, carts. There were recorded phone conversations, thousands of them, that when Bruce decided to take a walk, they would just play those like, they were calling in on the air right then and there. So there are, with a lot of us, I don't know how much we have categorized or how much we have put aside. I don't usually much save stuff. But there is, with a lot of these broadcasters, there's that sort of stuff. And you can almost make it feel like it's being done now, even though it may have been said 10 years ago. So that's what they're going to do with the Limbaugh program moving forward for a while, because, frankly, it's a cash cow for that network, and they have nobody that even comes close. They've asked Hannity to – I think there was a discussion about moving Hannity into that slot, and he said, nope, I'm staying where I am. Whoever comes in after Rush, no matter how long they play this out, and they do the Rush – they do the Rush archives, and it could be, as long as it gives them good ratings, they'll keep doing it. And when it stops and they put somebody else in there, that person, no matter who it is, I wouldn't want to be in that shot. I wouldn't want to be there because it won't work. You've got to reconnoiter that whole thing. There will never be another Limbaugh because he was very unique. Like him or not, he did things for this band, the AM band, now FM, but for radio that hadn't been done. And the guy that was behind him, a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who heard actually a consultant that I was using, my friend Bob Kay is listening right now, and he remembers Bruce Marr because he and I both used him as a consultant in our stations when we were running stations in the mid-'80s. He was a genius when it came to consulting and understanding what the new world of talk radio was all about. And he lived in Reno, Nevada, and he could hear the Sacramento station at his house. So he's listening to this guy Limbaugh, and he says, wow, this guy's got something. So he brings him to this guy McLaughlin, who's looking for somebody to syndicate, and says, you got to listen to this guy. And that's how they all got together. They shared the first 5 years of the broadcast. It was a three-way partnership between Limbaugh, McLaughlin, and Bruce Marr. And then after that, Bruce Marr was bought out, and it was just Rush and McLaughlin. And when they were bought out by Premier, each of them got $70 million. That's how much the Premier paid to get Limbaugh to their network. And he's been worth easily $100 million a year or more in billing for that network. So that's why they keep that's why you'll continue to hear the Rush Limbaugh stuff, because that's, you know, it's kind of about money. It isn't kind of, it is about money. On the Talkers Magazine front, the top stories in order from number 10 to number 1, a foreign policy, our relationship with China, especially Russia. Number 9, the focus on social media and the people who are running the social media platforms. Immigration reform is number 8. Relationships in the country, race relationships, hearing this week, testimony on whether or not to pay reparations to black families. Number 6 is the weather, that Texas situation with the power, wow. Number 5, politicians who are getting it in the neck, Ted Cruz, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the economy, what's going on because of COVID. Number 3, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 2, the power struggle in the grand old party. And number 1, certainly, is COVID, the story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 15th to the 19th. You can see it posted on our Facebook page, the DJV Facebook page, or at talkers.com. All right, in a moment or two, we're going to talk or focus on the power struggle within the GOP. It's now 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over-the-counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from Talkers Magazine includes Bill Gates at number 10. He's got a lot to say on, he's objected to the permanent Facebook ban for President Trump. That's why he's on the list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. He's there because when you see the definition of a-hole in the dictionary, there's a picture of him. Number 8, and maybe there's a picture of Ted Cruz there, too. He's at number 8. Andrew Cuomo, maybe there ought to be three pictures. He's number 7. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5 is Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Rush Limbaugh, number 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi are tied for the number 3 spot. Joe Biden is 2 and Donald Trump is 1. Isn't it interesting that Trump maintains, at least on news talk radio stations, the priority in conversation over Joe Biden? I suppose that that is what you might expect. So there it is, the list of the top people in discussion for the week of February 15th to the 19th, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, continue on. I'm going to say something. Again, thank you, Victoria, for saying that what I say is genuine, because I am somebody who's not been smart enough to sometimes curb my enthusiasm for certain thoughts. I am appalled. There's a new talk host. I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard him. His name is Jesse Kelly. I've only heard him once, and he didn't impress me. But he's been all day. The company that syndicates him has bought ads on all the trades celebrating Limbaugh's legacy. It's so thinly veiled that it's disgusting. They're trying to get a name associated with someone who could replace Rush. Their goal is to get the stations who may be confused about what they're going to do going forward. And, okay, here's Jesse Kelly. Maybe we can put him on. It makes me nauseous, frankly. Guys like this, I don't know, maybe that's too inside baseball, but guys like that give me a pain in you know where. All right, number 2, the power struggle. Jennifer, who's going to win? What's going on in the grand old party? Is it the Trumpsters that win, or is it the other side?
You know, I got to tell you, I think the power struggle is the construct of the mainstream news media. I don't really think
maybe it is.
That I mean, everybody's like, oh, the Republican Party is split in two. Well, okay, you've got a couple of people that we probably would have considered part of the swamp, like the Mitch McConnells and the Liz Cheneys of the world, who voted to convict or to try to impeach Trump.
I don't think Liz Cheney is part of the swamp. I do.
Oh, trust me. With Dick Cheney as her dad, yeah.
Well, I never liked him, but there's something about her. Anyway,
swamp creatures. But anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. If you look at the new polling that's out, and I can't believe we're talking about 2024, and it's early, of all the candidates that have been put on the list, 53% wanted to see Trump. The next highest, 6% for Donald Trump Jr. So this
people just haven't gotten over that yet.
No,
I think in 6 months, I think that will wear off. And then
I don't think Trump will run again.
Contributions, though, whoever runs will have to do the populist style that Trump did. It is not going away. The Republican Party was literally saved, and you may disagree. I can hear it already. But you may disagree. It was literally saved
me,
by
former Republicans
Trump.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley's trying to do that with her
statement. She's never
going to
get the vote.
I'm like Trump, except for the bad stuff.
But she's so dumb, though, because she came out and said bad things about Trump, and now she's begging him for a meeting. I mean, it's like within the week, ridiculous, because she feels it. She knows she stepped in it.
Yeah. All right, number 1, the COVID thing. Man, what is there left to be said about it's become redundant, repetitive. I know that you both have been on me, all three of you, this week. Not stay with the COVID story. I think in terms of national conversation, we've kind of owned that story because everybody else is doing the GOP stuff, the Republican and Democratic stuff. I wanted to focus on the COVID. And so, I mean, that's not going to go away. Whether we keep it on the top of the list or not remains to be seen, but it is on the top of the list this week. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll be right there. We got to redo the whole thing.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
We need to finish these today.
Like at Phil's Machine Shop. To keep carving out more revenue, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 53 at the hour now in the DJV world. It's time for a Tech Talk, a review of the top five items. This week, in fact, courtesy of DJVer Victoria Keelan, who goes from five to number one. Number five is Spotify. We're spot on with Spotify here, it looks like, Victoria.
Right, and the reason Spotify was in the news this week is because they're jumping on the remote work bandwagon in a major way. They announced that they are now going to allow their employees to choose if they'd like to work from home permanently. They also can choose what country they want to live in. So if you're living in a specific city or state because of your job, you no longer are tied to that, which is pretty cool. The reason that people are paying attention to this is because a lot of the work from home situations are really, a lot of companies base themselves off of what the tech companies model. And so when we see Facebook allowing people to work from home until this July, or, you know, any of the other major companies, Google and things like that, whatever they do in terms of office atmosphere and environment, that tends to kind of become a pattern. So a lot of people are paying attention to how, I guess you would say, generous Spotify is being with allowing that kind of flexibility. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right, number four.
The FBI has been warning people that online romance scams are on the rise in a major way. There were almost 24,000 relationship fraud complaints reported to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center in 2020. That was up 5,000 more from the year before. This added up to $605 million in financial losses. That's 125 million dollars more than the year before. That's how much people were scammed in the year 2020. I know a lot of single people were home, people who were married who were home and stuck with their spouses were on the dating sites, on the DL. So a lot of this stuff is through the dating sites. Tinder, Hinge, Match, and OkCupid reported a 12% increase in users alone. And, of course, along with that, lots of catfishing. So just if you're on these sites, you have to be really, really careful. Do not lose your money to a catfish.
All right, number three is a focus on the Google Maps app.
Yeah, Google Maps is adding a couple new useful features, the ability to pay for parking or to buy a train ticket right through the Google Maps app. So Google Maps is integrating two mobile parking payment systems called Passport and Park Mobile. Both offer the ability to find, pay for, and replenish your parking meters or parking lot fees through just using the Google Maps app. All you have to do, essentially, you don't need to use it to navigate to your destination, but when you get to your destination, because I know, Doug, you had
had said earlier this week on the DJV show that you like using Waze over Google Maps. A lot of people do. So all you need to do is when you reach your destination, pull up Google Maps, and you'll see pay for parking. There's a button that pops up, and anywhere you are, it will do through GPS. It will allow you to pay for your parking. If you're far enough away from your car that you don't want to run back and feed the meter, you can also do it right through the app, which is pretty cool. And you can buy train tickets. They're starting out in Boston and Cincinnati and Houston, L.A., New York, D.C., and then they're adding more cities, but that's also another convenient kind of cool thing that Google Maps is doing.
All right. Well, in all of our minds is, or many people's minds anyway, is how to schedule a vaccine shot. So we have some sites here to announce. Yes?
Yeah, this is a very frustrating thing for not just, you know, people that we know directly. It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment for my mom. We couldn't get one for my dad. And luckily, when my mom went in to get her first shot, she told the nurse that her husband, who also qualified, was sitting in the car. And the nurse was so sweet and allowed my dad to go in and get his shot, too. And I think it's worth asking. I really do. If you have a shot and your partner or spouse or loved one who qualifies isn't on the list yet, just ask. It can't hurt. But in the meantime, there are some sites that are really helpful. NBC News created a very simple website. It's nbcnews.com/specials/plan-your-vaccine, and that will help you locate places of where you can get an appointment. GoodRx, the prescription app, that also has a link that they will help you try to find a vaccine site. And of course, CVS is now launching nationally. They're booking appointments, and they're going by really quickly. But if you stay on that site and keep checking, you might have some good luck there.
Right. Number one, more scams.
So in Texas, as we know, this has been a really, really tough week for the people of Texas. So many millions of people without power, and it's especially cold right now. And so a lot of the government, FEMA and a lot of the government agencies there are warning people that there are disaster scammers on the loose. I didn't even know that was a thing until this, but they're calling people up. They're pretending that they're going to turn your power back on. They're taking your financial information. Do not give out anything over the phone. No gas or electric company needs your information over the phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, so keep that in mind. Those are the top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Mind explosion. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Brace yourself. Here comes a gut check. You have a tendency to minimize the mistakes you make and maximize the mistakes of others. You have a tendency to believe that you're really deep and mysterious, but other people are shallow and predictable. You have a tendency to judge other people by their actions, but judge yourself by your intentions. You don't like hypocrites, but you fail to recognize your own hypocrisies. You're attached to what you believe because you really do believe that your perspective is the correct one to have. Although you don't like liars, you yourself have lied in your life. More so, even though you wouldn't define yourself as a liar, you happily call those with whom you disagree and catch lying liars. And really the same is true with just about every label you use. This is a gut check, because I don't even know you, yet I know all of those things about you are true. And I hope all this blows your mind, because if your mind has been blown wide open, you can start building a whole brand new mind right now. Visit DrChristianConti.com for more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. With the snow and ice clearing in Texas after days of unusual cold, authorities are finding the bodies of people who likely froze to death as they struggle to stay warm after electricity was cut to millions. 70 deaths have been reported. In line for bottled water in Galveston, Texas. Meanwhile, Margie Baines tells KTRK her power is back, but she's leaving up the cardboard she put in her windows.
The heat is on. The heat is on, but I didn't take down nothing because I don't know when it's going to go off again. If it'll go off, I don't know. You know, so, you know, immediately when the lights came on, I hurried up and made a pot of shrimp gumbo and warmed up.
It was 67 degrees in Dallas Sunday. The White House hopes to close the vaccine backlog this week after extreme weather caused shipment delays.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says about 2 million of the delayed 6 million vaccine doses shipped over the weekend. And she tells ABC they expect to rapidly catch up this week. Power outages had closed some vaccination centers, and icy weather prevented some vaccine shipments from being delivered.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. House Democrats will face their biggest test of unity yet this week as they prepare to get President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package closer to the finish line.
The House Budget Committee meets on Monday to formally consolidate the entire wide-ranging package that includes a third round of stimulus checks of up to $1,400 for individuals, a minimum wage increase, $130 billion to help K-12 schools reopen for in-person learning, and renewed unemployment insurance benefits before they expire in mid-March. From there, Democrats are hoping to move quickly to get the package to Biden's desk before the unemployment insurance benefits lapse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team are aiming for a floor vote by Friday so the Senate can take it up the following week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The British government has announced that they are bringing forward the date for all adults to get first coronavirus vaccine shots to July 31st.
The date change is at least a month earlier than its previous target, as it prepared to set out a cautious plan to ease the UK's lockdown. However, UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock warned that the opening of the UK economy could be a slow process.
We need to take a cautious but irreversible approach. That's the goal.
The makers of the two vaccines that Britain is using, Pfizer and AstraZeneca, have both experienced supply problems in Europe. However, Hancock believes the UK has enough vaccines to speed up the programme. But he also cautioned the British public the fight against COVID was not over yet.
There are still almost 20,000 people in hospital with COVID right now.
Karen Chamas, London.
A defrocked American priest faced a criminal trial Monday on allegations he sexually abused young girls at a children's shelter he ran in a remote enclave in East Timor. This is townhall.com. Long-term mortgage rates ticked up this week.
But those rates remain at historic lows as the pandemic continues to batter the economy. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports that the average rate on the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate home loan rose to 2.81% from last week's 2.73%. The average rate on 15-year fixed-rate loans, popular among those seeking to refinance, rose to 2.21% from 2.19% last week. John Scott reporting.
The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access, but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made the comments on arrival to Vienna late Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be the same number of inspectors, but there would be things we lose, he said. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In January, we're covering pearls from the masters of the craft. This includes names that you know like Stephen King, Lee Child, and Neil Gaiman. In February, we bring you writing prompts for the middle of your book.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Sky.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellum. We open this time at Duffy's Tavern, and then later we head to Summerfield as the great Gildersleeve hits the golf course. The voice of Archie the manager on this first series was handled by the show's creator, Ed Gardner. As the story goes, when auditioning potential actors for the role, no one was getting the accent right. So the native New Yorker demonstrated how it was done. Right then and there, Gardner realized Archie's voice was right under his nose the whole time. In addition to him, this episode includes Charlie Cantor as Finnegan, Eddie Green as Eddie the Waiter, and Florence Halep as Miss Duffy. And it's from April 6, 1949.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you late meet the Archie the Manager speaking? Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Well, it looked like spring is here. Yes, spring. And the whole world kind of lousy with Mother Nature's wonders. Well, I might start this thing over again. Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave? Spring and the whole world allows you with Mother Nature's wonders. I'm out of practice. I wasn't here last week. What? You ain't noticed nothing different, Duffy? Well, just gaze your eyes out the window and what do you see? Mrs. Murphy's long underwear? Well, that proves it's spring. She ain't wearing them. Oh, she is, huh? She's sitting out on the fire escape? Oh. Well, she don't do that in the winter, so it proves it's spring. Yeah, the time of the year when the birds and the bees watch people and take notes. Yeah, in other words, you know how all year long a guy sits around thinking about dames? Well, spring is when he does something about it. Yeah. Well, Duffy, why don't you be more romantic? Don't spring mean nothing to you? It means Eddie and me should get busy with the spring cleaning? Duffy, it's employers like you that give work a bad name. Besides, the joint don't look so bad. It's clean enough to fool the health inspector and yet dirty enough to keep him intrigued. Okay, Duffy. Eddie.
Yes?
Eddie, when was the last time this place was cleaned up?
I don't know. I'm Eddie Green, not an elephant.
Eddie, stop gold-bricking. We got to clean up the place now. Get up there on the ladder and sweep that big spider web off the ceiling.
Got news for you.
What?
That spider web is the ceiling.
Well, cut the jokes and get up on the ladder. And while you're up there, scrape the dirt off the walls.
All the dirt?
Yeah.
What do you want to do, start a landslide?
Eddie, will you get to work and decease the comedy?
Hello, boys.
Oh, hello, Miss Duffy.
Well, it looks like spring has really come to Third Avenue.
Yeah, you noticed it too, huh?
Yeah. On my way down here, a robin whistled at me.
Mm-hmm. Well, for you, that's about far. But it looks like you're the only member of the family that seems to relish spring.
Oh, no. Mama thinks it's very romantic, too. Guess what?
What?
Last night when she went to bed, she put a mud pack on her face. You should have heard Papa complain.
Why?
He says it was like sleeping next to a swamp. Incidentally, Archie.
Yeah?
Papa says as soon as you finish with the spring cleaning, either you or Eddie can have the night off.
A night off? No kidding. Quick, let me get me address book here.
Just a minute. Mr. Duffy said either you or me could have the night off.
Well, if that's your attitude, I'll toss you for it.
Okay, wait till I get out off the ladder here.
Don't bother. I'll just toss the coin and I'll let you know how it comes out.
I stay up here and you gonna let me know how it comes out?
Yeah. Well, here we are. Call it, Eddie.
Okay. Heads, and have a nice time.
What do you know? Tails, I win. Lucky, huh, Eddie? Eddie, I did not cheat.
I didn't say nothing.
I know, but in the future, I'll thank you to watch the tone of your silence. Well, I think I'll go and paint the town. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, before you go painting the town, ain't you forgetting two things?
What?
A, money, and B, a girl.
Eddie, if one has A, one can get B. And I happen to have me full week's paycheck, $15 worth of A.
What about it?
Well, a little address book is just busting at the seams here. I don't like to brag, but, you know the New York telephone directory?
Yeah.
They get their numbers from me. Let's see this book here. Rosie, Mabel, Yvonne, Emma. Emma. Yeah, Emma Schultz. I ain't seen her in years.
You mean the butcher's daughter?
Yeah, yeah. What a honey. We used to neck in her old man's refrigerator. No, Schultz never did find out why his ice bill was so high. I think I'll call her up. Hello? Is Emma there? This is her husband? Well, sir, when you hear the tone, the time will be 9:27 and a half.
Sound like that refrigerator was a little crowded.
Yeah, well, see now, let me try this one. Hello? Is Hazel there? She's taking a bath? Sorry, I must have the wrong number. Oh, here's one, yeah. Yeah, Amber Gris McNulty. Yeah, me old sweetheart from PS4.
No dice. Now, I just saw her the other day. She's married and got 14 kids.
Really? And to think she always flunked multiplication. Well, let's see. Who else could I call? Hello, operator. Give me information. Hello, information? Look, honey, what are you doing tonight? Hello? And that kind of a dame calls herself a public utility.
No more phone number?
Well, nothing up to my usual standard. What a break. A spring night, no dame. Spring with the crocuses croaking. And the trees blossoming. And the little things popping up out of the ground.
Did I hear you say something about spring?
Yeah, good old spring. Ain't it wonderful?
Yep, no bed should be without one.
What I mean is spring in the air.
Well, if you say so, Watch, but I ain't much of a pole walker.
Maybe we better switch the subject. Where you been all day?
Up in Central Park, seeing the sights.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa?
Yeah. Boy, what fun I had feeding the squirrels.
Nuts?
Some of them. Yeah, but most of them squirrels is just as normal as you and me.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of them is much normaler than people.
Where's that remark?
Well, sometimes people are stupid. Well, up in the park there, I was watching a sailor out on the lake in a rowboat with his girl. All he did for 2 hours was hug and kiss her.
Well, what's stupid about that?
Well, you'd think after months on the ocean, the guy'd be sick and tired of water.
Then again, maybe the guy was in love.
Love?
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid, too.
What do you mean?
What happens? The guy falls in love with a dame and they get married. Before you know it, they got 8 or 10 kids. And the kids get married. Pretty soon the guy's an old man with a bunch of grandchildren.
So?
And one day his wife leaves him and he's got to start all over again. Well, I'll see you later. I got to go down to the police station.
The police for what?
When I was up in the park, I found this lady's purse, and I'm going down to return it.
Lady's purse? Let me see it.
Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Genuine stimulated leather. Hey, and look here.
What?
This picture. It must be the dame that lost it. Look at that bathing suit. What a tomato. Finnegan, forget the police station, huh?
Why?
Well, here's her name and phone number, Myrtle Dodds. I'll call her up and talk to her, you know. Just let her know we found the purse, that is.
Oh, yeah? You ain't kidding me, Arch. I know what you're after.
What?
The reward.
You ain't kidding. Hello? Is this Myrtle Dodds? Well, my name is Archie. I think I found your purse. Now, if I bring it up to you, how about a date? You can't leave your girlfriend? Well, what's she like? Is she as buxom as you? Even buxomer, huh? Okay, I'll bring a friend for your friend. All right. Finnegan, come on, we got a double date.
Just a minute. What do I have to do?
Oh, nothing. Just talk to the dame, hold her hand, maybe kiss her goodnight.
Nothing doing. That kissing stuff ain't for me.
You mean you never kissed a dame?
Only me mother.
Well, your mother's a dame.
Yeah, but you'd never know it.
Now, look, Finnegan, I got a date for you. You know, kissing a sweetheart is a lot different from kissing your mother.
Oh, yeah? What's the difference?
About 5 minutes.
You're listening to Duffy's Tavern. Time for a short break. We'll be right back.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
So if my Instagram feed is any indication, more of us have been staying and eating at home. And so appliance maker LG has done some research to find out how our habits in the kitchen have changed. Shannon Newell from LG fills us in.
34% have admitted that their eating habits have essentially worsened since the stay-at-home recommendations started. And, you know, as we enter the colder months, eating habits do tend to change. We tend to look at those comfort foods a bit more. Comfort foods generally tend to be a little bit richer, a little bit fattier, a little bit unhealthier, so to speak, but they are super delicious. So with that, consumers more than ever want the most out of their appliances at home. And air fry has become a feature that consumers are looking to with those comfort foods that are, you know, traditionally deep fried that they can bring to life at home in a little bit more of a healthier context.
More on making healthier comfort food tomorrow.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is American paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. Now's a perfect time to renew your sleep with the one-of-a-kind comfort of Tempur-Pedic and save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
And now let's get back to Ed Gardner starring in Duffy's Tavern on WIN Radio Was.
Hey, Mr. Archie, you better hurry up. You've been standing in front of that mirror for 10 minutes.
Yeah, no wonder Dames is nuts about me. That profile, that sensitive face. Wonder, Christian, how could you do it? Eddie, I gotta look my best tonight. Now, you got a nail file?
Here you are.
Thanks. I gotta scrape this mud off my shoes. You know, first impressions is important.
What about that cigar butt behind your ear?
Oh, yeah, I'm glad you reminded me. I'll put a Corona band around it. I think maybe I better get myself a new suit, too.
Where are you going to get it? Salvation Army?
Don't be cryptic. It happens I have a new tailor, the Duke of Kemp Tailoring Emporium Limited.
Is this the place where you walk three flights down?
Well, you have to make some sacrifices if you want to dress well. I think I'll give him a call. Hello, Duke of Kent, Tailoring Emporium? Oh, hello, Mo. This is Archie. Archie, the padded shoulders with the belt in the back. Look, Mo, what have you got in a well-fitting misfit? A gray tweed with just a slight imperfection? What's the imperfection, Mo? One of the sleeves is missing. Well, frankly, I was figuring on something a little more tailored. Tell me, why don't you just pick one out for me? You know, one of the good ones, the ones you put in the window.
Yeah, looks good on the dummy. Why shouldn't it look good on you?
Quiet. Okay, Mo, I'll pick it up in a little while. By the way, that's two pair of pants, ain't it? Uh-huh. And the free catcher's mitt? Okay, see you in a while, Mo. Boy, I'm gonna knock that Myrtle Dodd's eyes out.
Yeah, it ain't for nothing that they called you Archie the Playboy.
Some playboy.
What did you say?
Oh, nothing.
I know, but how did you express it this time? What was that crack about the playboy?
Well, all I say is there's two kinds of men that take a girl out.
Namely?
Well, there's the one type that takes you out and buys you lobster and champagne. And then there's your type. A quick beer and a struggle.
This from a dame that sits by the telephone praying for wrong numbers.
Tell you what.
Yeah?
About our date tonight, do you suppose the girls would notice it if I didn't go along?
Now, look, Finnegan, you can't back out now. The date's all set.
Well, where are we going to take them, Art?
Well, I wonder how much the Stork Club it cost. Let me call them up. Hello, Stork Club. How much do you charge for dinner for four people? Thank you. Hello, Toots yours? Is Toots there? Well, see how close you can get him to the phone, will you? Hello, Toots. This is Archie at Duffy's Tavern. Well, we're taking a couple of dames out tonight, and since I'm a fellow restaurant owner, well, I don't want to haggle, but what sort of a professional rate could you give me? Uh-huh. Let's haggle. Huh? You don't lower your prices for nobody? Well, look, I'm planning to spend about $4. Where do you think I should go? Mr. Shaw, there I can go for nothing.
Hey, look, Arch, you got to let me out of this thing.
Why?
Well, you know me. I don't know how to act in them high-class nightclubs.
Well, there's nothing to worry about. You just walk in and you're greeted by the maitre d'.
Who's that?
The guy that throws you out. That is ordinarily, but if you got the money, he leads you over to the table, see? Then when you get to the table, that's when you start cutting corners.
Oh.
Well, you carelessly say to him, oh, El Capitan, I think I shall place our dinner order later.
What's the idea of that?
Well, this is to give the dame you're with a chance to fill up on bread.
Then I suppose you stall her a little while longer by dancing.
Dancing? Are you mad and let her work up an appetite?
Yeah, but sooner or later she's going to get hold of that menu.
Well, not necessarily. If a gentleman is well-bred, he always looks at the menu first, see? And if he sees something like a pressed duck for $4.50...
Yeah?
He quick breathes on the dame's bifocals and fogs them up.
Boy, Arch, you sure been around.
I think I know a few angles. There's a lot of little tricks, Finnegan, you know, like how to nonchalantly slip your hand under the napkin, thus giving the appearance that one is actually leaving the waiter a tip. And how, on leaving the nightclub, to avoid giving the doorman a gratuity, you see, you send him down to the corner for a taxi and walk off in the other direction. But enough of this instruction. I gotta get down to the Duke of Kent and get that suit. Well, fellas, look me over. How do you like my new suit?
Well, pull down the shades and call me Sunset.
Now, aside from the colors, how do you like the tailoring?
Let's see. Turn around.
Okay.
From the back, the front looks perfect.
Miss Archie, them trousers.
What about the trousers?
Well, ain't they a little tight across the chest?
Eddie, after all, you got to remember this suit was made for somebody else.
Oh, and then the circus left town, huh?
Look, maybe it ain't perfect, but you got to admit it's good value after all. Only $9 with two pairs of pants.
Yeah, with pants as tight as that, you better bring the other pair along in case of a blowout.
I've never seen such jealousy.
Do I like? Here I am, all set for the date.
Hey, you got a clean shirt on. What happened?
Well, it was an accident, Arch. I thought I was playing a slot machine.
Yeah?
It turned out to be one of them automatic laundries.
Hey, them things must be all right, though. That shirt looks very well laundered.
Oh, yeah. Only thing was, it took me 20 minutes to crawl out of the machine.
You got stuck in the machine?
Yeah, but I didn't mind, Arch. That spinning around sure clears a guy's head. Hey, look, shall we get started here?
Why not? As the handkerchief said to the proboscis, let's blow. Well, this is Myrtle's address, Bing. Let's see. Myrtle Dodds, apartment 27.
27? That must be down here at the end of the hall.
Yeah. Now, remember, Finnegan, I gave the tailor $3 deposit, and I only got $12 left. So, leave us not let these dames talk us into spending a fortune. Wait a minute. Here we are. 27.
Yes?
Well, hubba. Miss Dodds, I would like
you... Sorry, the exterminator was here yesterday.
Gee, Arch, I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping me first date would last a little longer.
Wait a minute here.
Yes?
I'm afraid there must be some mistake.
Arch, when they slam it twice, is that what they mean by a double date?
Myrtle, I got the purse.
Oh, come in.
You are Myrtle, ain't you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm Archie, and this is my friend Finnegan. He's the one that really retrieved the lost purse.
Yes, he does look like a retriever.
Thank you.
By the way, where is your roommate?
Oh, Gertrude? Oh, she's in the other room. I'll call her. Gertrude?
Yes?
The boys are here.
Okay, I'm coming. Hello, boys.
He's a gent. She looks like something on television.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting, boys, but I was putting on my face.
Did she have to put that one on?
Well, Gertrude, which one do you want? The retriever or giraffe neck here?
Oh, let's draw matchsticks to see who gets who.
Okay. Here, pick a match.
Oh, gee, mine's shortest. I lose.
Oh, Archie.
Yes?
Fate has thrown us together.
Fate should get a kick in the teeth.
Oh, Mr. Finnegan.
Do I?
Why don't you and I sit over here?
Okay.
Aren't you going to hold the chair for me?
Why, it ain't moving.
Look, girls, we was planning to take you to dinner, but...
Why go out to dinner? We can cook dinner right here.
Okay. Usually I like to go out where one can dance.
Oh, we can dance right here, too.
I've been looking for this dame all my life. Well, honey, when do we start eating?
As soon as the groceries arrive.
Myrtle?
Yes?
The groceries are here.
Oh, Gertrude, do you have any money?
Not a cent. Do you, Myrtle?
Not a cent.
Well,
Oh, this is very embarrassing. We don't seem to have $6.
It's embarrassing for me. I do. Okay, here you are. Here's the $6.
Oh, I'll take it. I'll be back in a second.
Look, Myrtle, I realize you're with Finnegan, that he is your boyfriend now, but how about me holding your hand?
No.
Look, honey, you realize I'm a very attractive man, don't you?
No.
What a stubborn thing. Look, Myrtle, why don't you break down and just let me slip my arm around your waist?
Get away from me, you crumb.
Myrtle, you seem to forget I have $6 worth of groceries invested in you. Now, look, honey, leave this talk this over here.
Oh, Archie.
What is it now?
Ice cream.
How much?
$3.
$3. I suppose you girls are still broke?
I'm afraid so.
Okay, here you are, Gertrude. Pay the man at $3. Oh, where was we, Myrtle? Myrtle, you're crying. What's the matter with you?
It isn't me. It's Mother.
How much? What's the matter with her?
She's starving. She needs $20.
$20 for food?
No, for a new upper plate. She can't chew.
But I only got $3 left.
Okay, you can owe me the other 17.
What have we got into here? Who's that?
Oh, just a second. I'll find out. Yes?
Is this Myrtle Dodds?
Yes.
Well, you don't know me, but I happen to find your purse.
Oh, no. Come on, Finnegan. Brother, are we lucky to get out of that joint? Them dames clipped me for $12.
Yeah, what suckers.
Yeah, we sure was.
Well, I mean the dames.
What do you mean, the dames?
Look what I swiped from the grocery bag. A whole salami. Oh.
To leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Duffy's Tavern from April 6, 1949. While the announcer promoted Mr. District Attorney coming up next, here on Win Radio Was, we stick with the comedies and travel to Summerfield for Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. Right after this break.
Love and hate and the black sea rocks and a lunatic's moan at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke, and time ran out.
Insurance investigator Johnny Dollar was a man of contradictions. He was tough but compassionate, sarcastic but thoughtful. You never knew quite what he might do to solve a case, but you always knew he'd get it done.
I know, and you've been selling me that story for the last 12 hours. That's what's held me back, but I've got to have more details.
All right. A friend who's with me, a prospector named Jed Marsh, will meet you here at the Forest Service phone in an hour. He'll be in a green station wagon.
When did you get a hold of a green station wagon?
We haven't yet. We're about to steal it. So long, Lieutenant.
Bob Bailey stars as Dollar for five fascinating five-part serial adventures and a collection of harrowing half-hour tales in Radio Spirit's 10-CD Fatal Matters collection.
What's the matter?
Somebody outside the door of this room, I think. Hold on, Rennie.
Yeah, no. Wait a minute, Johnny.
All right, what do you think you're doing?
Johnny, hello.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Fatal Matters, is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Oz listeners can get it today for only $24.98, yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77.
Tomorrow, a lion's den reluctantly opens its door to let a trusting victim step inside. And the victim? Me. Join us, won't you?
Order Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Checked It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by ASUS.
If you're looking for a career in the tech sector, there are jobs in Calgary, Alberta. Xeris is a Calgary tech company that basically helps other companies, like, say, warehouses and delivery services, with their outdated systems. Christina Kromstahl from Xeris explains.
The contractors now have an app where they can actually see where their delivery is, at what warehouse it's being dispatched, so it provides that kind of transparency. And we have another client, for example, that where they used to have to go to one system to create contracts. So this contract management and application was very slow, and we were able to consolidate that into one application where you could create the contract and even have managers do the contract approvals all in one go.
And Xeris is just one of many Calgary companies looking for help. Check out the career opportunities at livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This episode, known as Gildy versus Golf, is from November 5th, 1952.
The Kraft Foods Company presents Willard Waterman as the Great Gildersleeve. As City Water Commissioner, the Great Gildersleeve is a fairly important person in Summerfield, but he has never been invited to participate in any of Mayor Terwilliger's social activities. Consequently, it was quite a plum when the mayor asked him to play golf at the country club.
By George, Gildersleeve, you really scored. Isn't everybody who gets invited to play golf with the boss? Now, where are my clubs? Must be here in the garage somewhere.
Hi, Uncle.
Hello, Leroy.
What are you doing cleaning out the garage?
Yeah, I'm looking for something.
The car?
No, my golf clubs. Your old uncle has been paid a great honor.
Yeah?
His honor, Mayor Terwilliger, has invited the water commissioner to his country club.
What's the matter? They got a leaky pipe?
Watch it, young man. Yeah, let's see.
No kidding, Uncle. You really going to play golf with the mayor?
Yep. Wants me to meet him on the first tee at 1 o'clock. I may just be in for a promotion, my boy.
Oh, you dreamer.
Well, the facts speak for themselves. He didn't ask any of the other commissioners to play golf with him. Why would he ask me?
Because he knows he can beat you.
Now, Leroy, of course, I haven't played in a couple of years, but I... Oh, here are my clubs. Think I'll go out in the yard and take a few practice swings with my trusty old 9-iron.
Caddying for you.
Well, that's an idea. Bring my golf bag out in the ice.
Swell.
This old club feels good. They don't make them like this anymore. Genuine hickory shafts.
What's the curve in it for? Hitting around trees?
Leroy, it isn't that bad. Drop a ball here in the grass.
Okay.
I'll chip it up to the base of the tree. Yep. Oops. Went off to the right.
Yeah, in the ash can.
Drop another ball, my boy.
Sure.
Have to concentrate a little more. Zeke. Off to the left this time.
Unc.
Yes, Leroy?
You don't need a caddy. You need a bird dog.
Yes, yes. Drop another ball.
Okay.
I'll straighten this one out.
Eggman.
Hey, there's Mr. Cooley.
Shh, Leroy, I'm concentrating.
Eggman.
Oh, Cooley, I'm about to hit a golf ball.
You want a bat? Hello, Leroy.
Hi.
Cooley, move. You're standing right in front of me.
From the way you hit the other two, this is the safest place. Hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Gopher. Hello. And kindly move.
Hey, Unc, you're going to lose all the golf balls. Why don't you swing at a leaf or something?
Why not swing at one of my eggs?
You put it down there and you'll be minus an egg.
I'll take that chance.
Leroy, why don't you run and round up the ball?
Okay.
And you, Mr. Cooley?
Yes, sir?
I have a very important golf date with the mayor this afternoon. I'm trying to sharpen up my game. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, certainly, sir.
Now, slow backswing.
I'll never be able to understand why so many people play golf.
That's because you don't understand the game. Now, quiet, please. I must keep my eye on the ball.
All you do is hit the ball as far as you can and then go look for it.
Yes, yes.
And when you find it, you hit it again.
Cooley, you talked on my backswing.
Sorry, sir.
Now, eye in the ball. Slow backswing.
That's another thing about golf. You can't even carry on a conversation.
Oh, what's the use? I'm going to hit it anyway. As far as I can.
Uh-uh, you missed it.
I know that.
You lifted your head.
Confound it. This time I'll knock it out of the stake. Oh, broke my club.
You shouldn't lose your temper.
Swung so hard, I've got a crick in my neck. Ouch!
Hey, Unc, I can only find one ball.
Leroy, there's one down in this hole he just dug.
Cooley.
Why is your head cocked to one side, Unc? You listening to something?
Leroy, I've got a crick in my neck. I can't turn my head around straight.
Then how are you going to see the ball?
He might hit it if he can't see it.
Don't worry. I'll see it. The doctor can take care of my neck in a jiffy.
Mom, do you have to go to the doctor for this?
Leroy, there's no use playing golf with a crick in my neck when they can get it out in no time here at the clinic.
Hey, this clinic is swell. Door buzzers and everything.
Yes. I've never been here before.
Where is everybody?
Someone will be out. Let's sit down with the magazine and wait.
Oh, boy, a 1949 Popular Mechanics. I bet this is worth money.
Here comes a nurse. Cute, too.
There's nothing wrong with your neck.
Good morning. I'm Miss Hatfield. May I help you?
Yes, indeed. I'm Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, City Water Commissioner, and this is my nephew, Leroy.
How do you do?
Hi.
Who's the patient?
I am.
Well, step right over here, please. Have you been to this clinic before, Mr. Gildersleeve?
No, I'm a pretty healthy specimen.
Oh? Excuse me, are you listening to something?
No, I just have a slight crick in my neck.
Oh, I see. Well, let's just fill out this little form.
Look at all those questions. Nurse.
Yes?
I doubt if all that red tape is necessary. Just show me a doctor and I'll show him my neck and get out of here.
I'm afraid it isn't quite that easy.
Oh?
Before you're admitted to the clinic, we have to have certain information.
Well.
Mr. Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. Correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Marital status?
None. Yeah, I mean, no. That is...
Single.
Yes.
Occupation? Water commissioner.
Yes, indeed. Up to my neck in water for 11 years now.
Employed by?
The mayor. And come to think of it, I'm due
Employed by City of Summerfield.
Nurse, can I see the doctor now?
Oh, we've scarcely begun to fill this out.
But all I have is a crick in the neck. Shouldn't take the doctor 5 minutes.
The doctor isn't in yet.
He isn't?
No, he's making house calls.
Hey, Unc, maybe it'd be quicker to go home and call him to the house.
I think I'd better forget the whole thing.
Oh, here's Dr. Culpepper. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hi.
Well, young man, what's wrong with you?
Me?
Fall out of a tree, get hit by a football, stub your toe, stick out your tongue.
Should I, Unc?
Yes, Doctor, I'm the patient.
Oh, yes, should have known.
I'm Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, and I just stopped in for
fine, fine.
Doctor, there are other patients waiting in the examining rooms.
Fine, fine. Nurse, take this man's medical history, and I'll see him later.
But, Doctor...
Say, you keep cocking your head. Are you listening to something?
No, I have a crick in my neck.
Fine, fine.
And now, Mr. Gildersleeve, let's get back to our questionnaire. Who referred you to us?
Nobody. I stuck out my own neck.
You're listening to The Great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members, along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Without more licensed workers, Gary's roofing business might hit its ceiling.
Hey, that new contract just got pushed up. We are going to need all hands on deck to make this happen.
Hey, Gary, you booked me on that other job next week.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Stop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In-store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And now let's wrap up this great Gildersleeve episode on When Radio Was.
Getting late. I should have left with Leroy. Here comes that nurse again. What a busy place. Nurse?
All right, Mr. Gildersleeve.
I don't like to complain, but I've been here an hour, and I still haven't seen the doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry about all the interruptions, but we have other patients, too, you know.
Yes, but I'm not exactly a patient now. My neck feels better all the time.
Oh, now, now, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, I have a very important golf game in half an hour.
You're trying to alibi.
What?
Yes, you're just like a lot of people. You come in here and get cold feet before you even see the doctor. Now, let's get on with your medical history.
Oh, dear.
Childhood diseases?
Is that important? I don't have them anymore.
It might be important to the doctor. That's up now. Childhood diseases.
Oh, well, let's see. Chicken pox.
Uh-huh. Chicken pox. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, once I ate too many green apples.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Huh?
Let's not tell the doctor about that one. It'll be our little secret.
Oh, my goodness.
And now let's see. We've taken your blood pressure, your pulse. Now let's take your temperature.
My temperature?
Open your mouth.
Oh, for whom?
There.
I wasn't ready.
Keep your mouth closed. I'm not taking the temperature of the room, you know. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Potter.
Good morning, Miss Hatfield.
Oh, you're early this morning.
Well, right after breakfast, I started worrying about myself.
Now, now, the doctor told you not to worry.
Oh, but I want to.
Oh, excuse me, that's the doctor. Why don't you sit down there by Mr. Gildersleeve?
Thank you, honey. She's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
What are you in for?
Mm-hmm.
Mumps?
Mm-hmm.
Sore throat?
Oh.
Well, I put on my glasses and take a look at you.
Oh.
There. Oh, my stars. Do you know you have a thermometer in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you think I was never coming back, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the thermometer now.
Oh. Good. Any temperature, nurse?
Temperature?
Am I normal?
Well.
I mean, is it down? Or up, maybe?
This information is for the doctor, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, my goodness.
If she won't tell you, I'll take your temperature.
What?
Let me put my hand on your forehead, Sonny.
Sonny. I'll wait for the doctor, if you don't mind.
Oh, you won't find out much from him.
Oh?
I've been coming here for years. He never will admit there's something wrong with me. But he can't fool me.
Why, Mrs. Potter, you're as healthy as a horse.
Well, if I am, it's because I see my doctor regularly.
You do?
Every day. Say, are you listening to something?
Yeah, I'm looking and listening. For the doctor.
Mr. Gildersleeve has a pain in the neck.
You bet.
Excuse me, Dr. Culpepper buzzing again.
Oh, what a busy doctor. You'll never get around to me.
Now, Sonny, you do as I do. Just sit here until he does get around to you.
But, madam...
We can amuse ourselves. I have a cribbage board right here in my shopping bag.
Oh.
When I can't get some neighbor to play, I come down here. Cut for deal.
Please, I can't play cribbage with you. I have a golf game at 1 o'clock. Say, it's almost that now.
You can't play golf, Sonny. You're well enough.
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. If you were, you wouldn't be in the clinic.
Well, by George, I'm leaving. I have an important date with the mayor.
Do you know the mayor?
He's my boss, that's all.
Oh, you're a politician.
Well...
No wonder you're in the clinic after all that campaigning.
I don't campaign. I'm appointed. And if I want to be appointed again, I have to get out of that golf course. Where's my hat?
I won't let you go.
And madam, let go of my coattail.
I will not. You're a rash young man.
Please.
If you won't think about your health, somebody else has to. Sit down, Sonny.
No, madam, watch it.
Sit down.
Nurse! Doctor!
Now, now, you're delirious.
Well, what's going on out here?
Well, thank goodness you're here, Doctor. Mr. Gildersleeve was about to leave.
Oh, yes, Gildersleeve.
I am a little anxious to get out of here, Doctor. Getting more anxious all the time.
Well, let's take a look at your chart.
Yeah, well, that chart the nurse filled out is hardly necessary, Doctor. I feel fine.
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Oh?
What's the matter, doctor?
Doctor?
Well.
Why is he shaking his head?
Sit down, Sonny.
I guess I'd better.
Part one of Gildy versus Golf, a fall 1952 episode of The Great Gildersleeve, as played by Willard Waterman. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Also a film and television actor, Waterman guest starred in a 1966 episode of a comedy western sitcom starring Ken Berry, Forrest Tucker, and Larry Storch. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
That music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near.
Hey there. Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW77.
Why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Enjoy some of the greatest crooners of all time, including Bing Crosby, Tony Bennett, Nat King Cole, Ray Charles, Fred Astaire, Louis Armstrong, and so many more.
Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to take advantage of this great offer. Use promo code WOW77 to save over 10% off the original price and get reduced shipping.
Crossing you in style someday. It's just the thought of you.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get 100 hits of the great crooners at the special price of only $19.98 and get a bonus on shipping. Remember promo code WOW77 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
So if my Instagram feed is any indication, more of us have been staying and eating at home. And so appliance maker LG has done some research to find out how our habits in the kitchen have changed. Shannon Newell from LG fills us in.
34% have admitted that their eating habits have essentially worsened since the stay-at-home recommendations started. And you know, as we enter the colder months, eating habits do tend to change. We tend to look at those comfort foods a bit more. Comfort foods generally tend to be a little bit richer, a little bit fattier, a little bit unhealthier, so to speak, but they are super delicious. So with that, consumers more than ever want the most out of their appliances at home. And air fry has become a feature that consumers are looking to with those comfort foods that are, you know, traditionally deep fried that they can bring to life at home in a little bit more of a healthier context.
More on making healthier comfort food tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I mentioned Gildersleeve portrayer Willard Waterman later would guest star in a 1966 episode of a comedy western sitcom starring Ken Berry, Forrest Tucker, and Larry Storch. The answer is F Troop. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit us at our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.